And we are back. Couch Company Season 2. Exciting times here, Tyler. With me, as always, my trusted partner in crime.
Hey, buddy. Yeah, I'm jamming to that new music.
Yeah, no, yeah, cool. I had a lot of fun.
You made that with your own two hands? I don't know.
Yeah, like obviously using a lot of resources, whatever, but we wanted to kick off a season two here in the new year, so we wanted to spice things up. We have a lot of things we're trying, and, new intro is one of them. Tyler's like, hey, man, you went to school for 4 years for this shit.
That's a thing you should be doing. Yeah.
So I was actually, it's a funny story. I was actually like putting stuff together, right? Mm-hmm. Like, first of all, I miss my Mac so much. So back in school, I had a Mac, and that's just what I was used to using for everything. Like GarageBand is actually pretty good. I like it personally, and like Finale and everything. But I don't have Mac anymore. So like on Windows, I'm like looking for all these free software. They all fucking suck, man. They're so bad.
It's not a Macintosh is for the creatives, yeah, the designers.
It is, man. Like I'm telling
think
you.
Think different.
So like, I think you can get Finale on like Windows, but dude, it was so bad. I'm trying like all these free software programs for music and it's like terrible. So, but anyways, I was putting together like the first rough draft of these things.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait a minute, these loops are all royalty free. And like something went off in my head. I'm like, we went over this in school. And I like was looking into it. I was like, oh yeah, we're fucked if we ever do commercials or anything. Like royalty free is such a scam. All it means is that you don't have to pay royalties every time you play it, but you still need to pay for the license. You can't use it for commercial use.
Yeah.
So what you need is domain free or public domain, excuse me. Public domain music is what you need. So I went digging.
Well, thank goodness for your schooling.
Yeah, right? I was like, holy shit. Yeah. Came in clutch, man. For once.
No, I mean, hey, that's great. I think it sounds great. It's very...
Thanks, man.
So I was playing all of them to Chelsea because you made a few of them.
Yeah, I made four of them. Yeah. I kind of got crazy. I was like, I got really into it. It was really fun.
I think it was great. I know whenever you were talking, like, hey, what do you think? And I'm like trying to describe my thoughts. And I'm like, I know I sound like a caveman trying to explain like what I'm trying to, like, how does this make me feel? What should I do? It's like the equivalent of like, hey, make it pop in graphic design.
Yeah.
So now I understand. I get kind of like a taste of what other people must think whenever they're trying to explain what they want on the like digital graphic design side. Like
it's not too bad actually. Like, I mean, all those episodes ago when we were talking about like Batman, the animated series, I'm like talking about like, oh yeah, it's dark, man. And you're like, well, yeah.
They painted on black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, it's like, yeah, you're not using like the terminology, but, people can understand what they're seeing. You know what I mean?
I like the groove. I mean, and the other stuff we might use for like if we start doing like commercials or something in the middle, like you got some good stuff going on. You're a talented human being.
Thanks, Tyler. Yeah. I appreciate it. He's making me blush already. Yeah. But season two, things are very exciting.
We got a lot going on
here at the Couch Company. Yeah. Absolutely. And, one thing, obviously, when you kick in a new year is resolutions.
Everyone's favorite thing.
It's cheesy, but, resolutions to me always used to be like, oh, I got to do this one thing. Like, I have to get this done. And that's like such a unhealthy way to approach it.
Yeah.
So what I did is I just kind of jotted down some things I'd like to accomplish in 2022. And it's like not a ton of pressure, but I just want to keep it on the radar. You know what I mean?
Yeah. How are you? So, and we're going to jump into it. How are you keeping that on the radar? Is this like I need to start writing this stuff down and hold you accountable?
I wrote it all down in my notes on my iPhone with like little check boxes. The same notepad I use every Sunday for my football games.
Oh, nice.
I win or lose.
What happens when football's over? Because the year is, over when football's over.
Yeah, I get sad when football's over. It's almost over. I mean, this is the last week. We'll actually get into it. That's kind of a good segue into one of my resolutions.
Well, here, go ahead and start it off.
Yeah, so I got a big list of them here. Most of them are like doing things. So I'm going to be 25 here in like 2 weeks.
Oh, you old man.
I know, man. Yeah. So...
you start getting gray hairs yet?
No.
Oh.
I'm losing my hair. It's one of the two. You either lose your hair or you get gray hairs, man. I got the worst of the two. You guys fucking complain about, oh, man, I got a gray hair. It's like, oh, yeah. How's that hairline doing, pal?
I'll tell you what. The hairline is actually less. Like, I was looking at old pictures, and I'm just like, oh, hairline's getting receding.
You're fine, pal.
I do feel fine.
But so a lot of my things is I'm turning 25. I want to good places I want to do things. So a lot of it is that. So I guess I'll kick out the first thing. Speaking of football, I want to go, if anyone knows me, huge New York fan across the board. Dad was born in Brooklyn, so I kind of grew up with all those sports teams. So I'm a Giants fan. Want to go see a Giants game, and I'm actually going. We're recording this on a Thursday. I'm actually leaving tomorrow to go to New York and see the Giants play.
Oh, see, I didn't know you were seeing the Giants play. Yeah, so you just check that off.
Yeah, we can check. Exactly. Oh, man. That's the key to your New Year's resolutions. Get something you can check off real quick, man.
Get that low-hanging fruit.
Absolutely. Okay. So that's my first one. See a Giants game. I'm leaving tomorrow. Going to visit my grandparents Saturday. Sunday's the game. Head back. It's going to be fun.
Sounds except like the Giants are awful. Fun weekend. Well, yeah.
They're fucking terrible.
You picked a great team.
I literally ordered my tickets months ago. We just won against the Raiders, and I was like, holy shit, man. We're like, this might mean something at the end of the season. Now we're like 4-13 or something awful.
How well did it go over? Didn't. Yeah, clearly not.
All right, you're up. What do you got there for me, buddy?
Yeah, so a lot of the stuff revolves around, so, you know, we're adults now, I would say. I'm getting married.
Physically,
I'm getting married in April, which is quickly coming. We keep saying like 4 months. I'm like, no, it's like 3 months. And it's like, it's going to get here quickly.
Four. It's the end of April.
It's, yeah. I just like.
Okay, fine. Sure. 3 months, sure.
I guess what I'm saying is like, it's we keep thinking it's like far enough away. And now we're just like, no, we have to like start finishing, like finalizing up some plans and things like that. So one of my New Year's resolutions is get a little bit better with not putting things off. Like, I'm a huge procrastinator. I like to blame my artist background for that, where it's like, I don't stick with projects too long, so I get bored,
right?
And then I always push things off. I don't like deadlines.
You'd be both, man.
Which is great for you know, setting up a podcast.
There's drop dead dates, man.
Yeah. So I wanted to get something set up for that. So a lot of it comes with like organization, kind of like forcing myself to do that. That's why I was asking you, like, hey, how are you keeping track of all this stuff?
Yeah.
Because I put up like a ton of like different reminders. I bought like a journal to start like journaling and everything. Yeah. I have, and this is the thing where like, I wish we had a house, like obviously with the market as it is, it's kind of tough. Who knew? But the whole idea is like, make my kind of like this, it used to be like, oh, it's my man cave, it's my gaming room and everything.
Right.
Like, I'm doing this like full kind of reset of like, no, this is a workspace. And we were kind of talking about this last night.
Sure.
When we were just going over what we were going to talk through. And it's like, I want like a purely creative space. Now that can obviously include like gaming and different things like that.
Well, for what like, we do, right? Like that has to, we were talking, you know, in the true nature of our name, eventually we want a couch.
I got a good couch in there. Couch from IKEA still holds up.
And a good, well, you used to have a good TV in there.
Yeah. Now it's in the other room. But that's all right.
Well, but in the eventual space, we need to get like a nice fucking TV.
Like, I want to have like a nice studio, something that just, it's not for show. I think that's the thing is, like, you know me, I'm always looking for like that next big thing. Like, oh, hey, like I got a really nice desk, right? So here, not to go on a tangent. So I got this desk, right? I got an 80-inch desk and I'm like, this is perfect. I got so attached to this very clean 80-inch tabletop that I didn't want to put my computer tower on top of it, right? So then I'm like, well, what are my options? And they make a 12-inch extension.
Wow.
Specifically for computers. So I got that. I put that on. I put the computer on. And I, without thinking, I hit the stand button. And I moved the computer like a good 2 feet. So in my mind, I'm like, okay, well, it would stand and lower totally fine before.
Right.
Well, not when you move it 2 feet. So I hit it. And then all of a sudden, I start hearing this like cracking sound. And I'm like, oh, no. So, and you can't, there's no like emergency stop button, right? Like this thing is like powerful, so it's just gonna keep moving up because it's a standing desk.
Yeah.
And I look over and I just see this like the outlet just getting like ripped from the wall.
Oh my God.
So like I run over and like yank it out and everything. My computer is like literally on its side and everything. It was horrible. My computer shut off, terrible. So I do all that, clear everything off of my computer desk. So I have like my Yeti water bottle, like all this stuff. And I put it all down. And I get everything kind of set how I want it to. And I'm like, all right, now I'm going to sit down. And I hit the sit down button. And apparently I set the Yeti bottle underneath the extension.
Oh, my God.
So now the extension, I hear another crack. And it's like trying to like sandwich the Yeti bottle. And that thing is like, that extension, it's probably like maybe like a half inch thick thing of steel.
Right.
And it was literally just like, it wasn't budging.
Really?
It was crazy. Wow. Like, I thought I like ruined it or dented it or anything. It's like perfect. So Uplift.
Wait, the bottle or the?
No, the
desk. The bottle's fucked.
No, the bottle's actually fine too. Wow. So it's a testament to not only Uplift, but Yeti.
I was imagining one of those hydraulic press videos. No, like, you ever see those?
That's literally what it was.
Yeah.
So I ended up having to literally like just like punch it under, like out from under there, and everything kind of like was fine. Of course, my computer's robbed, but my computer's probably destroyed now. Like, it's everything inside of it's probably like empty.
Well, we were talking last night, so it's fine.
No, I did all this like literally like an hour ago. Yeah, so I got to plug it all back in and everything. Anyway, my New Year's resolution is get more organized and get like an actual working space. So
holy shit, there's a lot packed into that one. Sorry. I guess we'll have to bring that one to therapy later. But all right, speaking of weddings, Tyler is getting married this year. Which he said talking in April. We're getting so many good segues here. Man. Yeah, I'm loving it. It's just passing
it's
me
like
the ball.
We planned it.
No, I mean, we didn't plan that.
We didn't, but whatever. It was good.
So April is the wedding. I want to get down to 170 pounds for the wedding, dude.
Screw you.
So right now I'm at, well, I was like 180 for a long time. Just weighed myself this morning, 178, because I had like 1,000 calories yesterday. So that's probably why. So
1,000 calories isn't that much though.
I know. That's why I'm like lower than I should be. So I'm like, I should be at like 180. So it's like 10 pounds by April. Feel like it's doable. Haven't been starting off the year great. I've literally drank every night this year so far. So
including tonight, we got this new,
this is pretty good.
I'm from my director.
Yeah. What is it called?
It's called Kexmas Ale.
So any Kexmas Ale fans out there, I feel like we're the only ones ever to drink this. There's got to be someone, right?
Yeah, it's a dark ale. I don't know. It's
very
good. Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of dark beer, so the dark ale is very good.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my second one here. 170 for Tyler's wedding. As Tyler vigorously investigates the can to try to figure out what this is.
No, I'm trying to look at the calories now because I'm like, well,
I don't think it's on there, bro.
Dude, I'll be happy if I hit 200. I think that's my goal. Because the problem is, for this week, I've been staying under 1,400 calories. Like, right. I'm like hard on it.
That's crazy, by the way. Yeah. That's very unhealthy. Like, I'll give you a point of unhealthy. So you remember that macro? So I sent Tyler a macro calculator to determine how much calories you should intake a day, protein, sugars, all of that, right?
Right.
Fat. So it calculates, you put in your goals, like your age, weight, what you want to lose per week, whatever. It tells you what you need per day. So for me, I was 180. I wanted to lose, there's a couple options on there. I wanted to lose 1 pound per week or whatever.
Yeah.
And I like put that shit in there. And it was like, so for me, it was like, I need like 1800 calories. So like anything less than that, like I wanted to lose more weight than that a week, it would be like, we don't recommend you do this.
Isn't there like a how many days or how long do you work out?
Yes. Yeah. That's one of them too. Yeah. Like how much exercise? Well, I put like the max. I was like, let's see how like
short this can be. Yeah. I mean, that's the whole thing is if you're putting the max, I'm like, okay, I'm going to just.
Well, I was testing it. Yeah. So that's a good point. So one of them was like, you don't do any activity. So I was like, I wonder like how little I'd have to eat.
Sediment.
Yeah. So it was like no activity, 2 pounds per week.
Yeah.
And it was like, don't do this. Didn't even give me the calculations. It was like, you're going to die. So 1,400 a day, really bad.
Well, I should say, so it's 1,400 a day if I exercise. So that typically
how
just
frequently
means,
though? Like just like...
Like it depends.
A couple of times a week.
So my whole thing is if I exercise and if I burn calories, then I can eat those calories.
Yeah. So, I mean, some of the things on there is, you know, couple times a week, and it's just like elevated heart rate for 15-30 minutes, so
right.
Which is you can do fine, right? Don't you still have that rowing machine?
I do.
Yeah, it's back there. Rowing's great. Yeah.
I mean, my heart rate was super high whenever my desk was compressing everything.
I mean,
so like that's another thing. It's just
I guess
super high inducing stress. That should
there you go, man. That's something, I guess. So yeah, that's my second one. You got any more on your or was that like your one?
That was
only?
Like that was my main big one. Everything else is just like really kind of focusing on, you know, obviously what we're doing. So like we were talking, I love that we're doing this podcast. I love that we're in season two, that we're consistent. So it's kind of keep going strong in there. We're gonna do a lot of like, you know, networking, interacting with fans, stuff like that. And then we're going to like start like gaming more and really kind of getting up to date on the Game Pass stuff. Yeah, so stuff that we were talking about. But
no, I totally agree. I feel like season one's like, you know, just for fun. It's like dipping our toe in the pool kind of deal, seeing like what it's like. Like you were saying yesterday, so Tyler was going back and listening to like our season one or whatever, and we've kind of come a long way, I feel like, actually. Like, yeah. Just, you know, it's been like half a year at least, a little more than that, right? So I feel like we've improved a lot. It's been a lot of fun. I have a blast doing it. So really happy. And we were like, let's, you know, try to step things up, you know, right. In season two. Let's try to, you know, take it a little bit more seriously, you know, try to brainstorm some fun ideas. We were talking about a really fun idea that we plan on doing. We're going to keep it under wraps.
I was going to say,
now.
Oh, you're teasing them already.
Yeah, dude.
Oh,
that's what you got to do, man. You got to, you know, we got a big plan under wraps. We're like, it's going to take a lot of preparation. You're not going to see it for a while, but
it's going to take like a year to,
yeah,
to get that.
If anything, it's going to be at the end of the year, right? Like, that's going to be kind of our final thing.
It'll be worth it.
Man, if we can pull that off, I think this is a really great idea.
Yep.
But yeah, so I'll just run through what I got because I got a lot of things.
Ahead.
I was just jotting down all day.
I'm sure you'll spur some stuff. My whole thing is like, I need to, my big New Year's resolution is become an adult. And I think that, but like that kind of,
you and me both, man.
It encompasses everything, right? So it's like, oh, I want to lose weight. Like, but that's like being an adult. Like, hey, maybe actually like,
not really.
Well,
not really.
Well, no, but like what I'm saying is like, if we're talking about like, okay, we're getting married, house, kids, all of that stuff. Like, we can't, like, when I say we, I'm talking obviously me and my fiance, but like, let me make it myself because everyone has their own journey, right?
Yeah,
so like,
sure,
for
sure.
Me, it's like, I can't do my regular lifestyle of like, all right, I'm just going to like, I don't know, make this thing of ramen and sit down and watch some Netflix or something if I have a child, right?
Yeah,
like, it's like,
absolutely.
No, I'm going to have to make like a well-balanced meal, sit at a dining room table, talk about your day, like all that stuff.
Right.
So I think just doing that naturally will then, like, that's kind of like the root.
Yeah.
And then like the weight will follow and
and
like that kind of
you
stuff.
You get in
and
the
like,
routine of it now.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Totally.
I was playing around with not that's kind of like to like cut out caffeine.
Oh, okay.
Not quite there yet. I think that's going to be
tough.
Like a post wedding thing.
That's tough.
Yeah. But anyway,
is caffeine bad for you?
Dude, it changes every year, right? Like, oh, it's the worst thing. Oh,
people always tell me,
like,
well, dude, that's the one thing. I'm pretty sure we've talked about this before because this is one of John's like big talking points when you talk about what I think about anything, dude. The the whole industry, like food and everything, health industry, I guess,
big industry.
Yeah, I was like the whole industry. No, like the food and nutrition, I guess, is the best way to put it.
Yeah.
It's such a mystery. You have no idea what's real. You hear all these fad diets. You hear all these things. This is good. This is bad.
Right.
Changes year to year. Like, there's no definitive, like, okay, this is what you need, right? So it's like, it's so bizarre to me that it's been so commercialized and you're like, you have no idea what's like really.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, you watch your cholesterol, but then like if you're on keto, eat 3 dozen eggs a day.
Yeah,
that's
right?
Fine. Yeah,
dude, I
or
just
all
have
the
no
bacon.
Idea. It's like, it's so crazy. And even like, you know, Food and Drug Administration, they change their things all the time. Like, they used to have the pyramid thing and that turned into the healthy plate thing. You know what I mean?
See, I'm too old for the healthy plate
what
thing.
What did you have? You had the.
Dude, I had
the pyramid?
Food pyramid and I had the melting pot.
I don't know what the melting pot is.
Well, now you can't do the melting pot because that's so like all immigrants that come in.
Yeah.
Originally, it was the melting pot where everybody just gets kind of melted into like United States.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But that's not.
But they made that.
That's
into
not
the,
correct.
Into
now
the
it's like
a
salad thing now. Because
wait, what?
So I'm talking about two different things.
I know you
one
are.
One is the food pyramid.
What is the fuck salad thing you're talking about?
Yeah. So the salad thing is it's an analogy, and I don't even know if this is still the analogy. This was like years ago, but they were saying how the melting pot isn't super politically correct anymore. Now it's the salad thing where everyone is making like a salad, but each ingredient, so to speak. Like the olives and the
I'm sorry,
the whatever.
Man. It's so funny.
I don't know why I went to olives. I just think like,
I hate olives.
Yeah, I know. That's just that's the thing I think of the salad.
You put that in salads?
Yeah, like Olive Garden.
Yeah,
anyway.
But I don't do the.
Okay,
I pick around the olives.
The lettuce, where the lettuce, whatever.
Right, whatever.
But like each thing is like its own unique flavor,
and
it combines to a singular thing. So it's a little bit more politically correct.
Okay. I know that they always change their thing. Like, I remember when I was growing up in school, it was always the pyramid. The guy was like running up the pyramid or whatever, and they were like, "Dude, you should have like." a ton of bread or something. Like the bread one was like so big. It was so funny. But now it's like the plate and there's like different proportions.
Yeah.
I don't think we know what the fuck we're talking about. I don't think anyone knows.
It's you can't min-max. And like I'm saying that hypocritically because I'm at the point where it's like, well, no, I just need to starve myself for 4 months so I can just look good in pictures.
Yeah.
My goal at this point is just look good in my wedding photos.
I'll tell you, if you're miserable, not going to look good in your wedding
pictures.
Well,
you know, like I think I'll be less miserable if I look.
You know, what you need to do is you need to have a nice cheesesteak before the wedding.
Yeah.
You know, before it hits you.
Dude,
but you'll be happy.
We're going to have, we just actually made that was one of the things is we had to get the rehearsals in there. So
yeah,
that's Hofra House. We're doing that.
Oh, fuck yeah, yeah, man. Love that place. All right. Anyways, what were we even talking about?
I don't know.
Nutrition.
Yeah, it's your turn.
Okay. So I'll just go down the list real quick here, what the things I have. So a lot of them, turn 25, I want to go do things, want to go travel. Speaking of the Giants game in New York, I want to go catch a Rangers game. Their hockey team.
I thought you were going to say catch a football. I'm like, well, that's a big...
I want to get a football from...
I don't think they do that anymore.
Dude, knowing the Giants were that bad, I can just walk up to the front. Like, there's going to be no one there, man. It's going to be snowing and terrible. All right, so I want to go to a Rangers game. That's a New York's hockey team. I want to go to a Yankee game. You know the Yankees. It's their baseball team.
Yeah.
Sports ball.
Yeah.
So I want to do all that, you know, make a trip of it. I don't know, dude. I feel like it's 25. I just need to start doing these things. A little bit more feasible.
25. You're running out of time to go see a baseball game.
I don't know.
Game.
It's like the prime of your life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you got nothing else going on. Like,
exactly. This is the time to do
it. I mean, it'd sound that derogatory. Yeah, it's like you don't have kids, so like, go
exactly.
ahead. Like,
no,
yeah,
exactly.
Go for it. Sure.
So I didn't go to Kennywood last year, so I need to go to Kennywood this year. I put that on the list.
I don't think Kennywood's that great.
We're going to move past
sure.
that. No. I totally understand where you're coming from. Like, going to other amusement parks, or are you just not an amusement park guy?
Well, I'm not, I enjoy some amusement parks. I always felt like Kennywood was just kind of like run down. Now, to be fair, I haven't been there in quite some time.
No, I totally understand how you feel. You're probably right. I mean, going to other amusement parks, like Kennywood gets blown away. It's just the nostalgia of it. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's your hometown. It's like you always went there. You went there when you were a kid. You were like super excited.
Sure.
So I like going there. It's not too bad. But obviously when you go to like Cedar Point or like Six Flags or
even Hershey, yeah,
exactly.
Yep.
You're like, oh shit. Like the Phantom's got nothing on that, man. Like, so
I think, I don't know why I have kids on the mind right now.
Like you're going to have kids pretty soon,
I guess. I think that's going to be like a lot of the stuff that I find boring now, I think will kind of flip once.
I am super curious to see how you evolve when you have kids.
I'm terrified.
I would be too.
And I'm not terrified of the kids. I think we would be good parents.
Yeah.
I think it's more about like, I need to let go of like, I have such like particular taste. Like everything has to be in a set order. Everything has to be in a set way. I have to clean stuff a certain way. I have to like all this. And
you know, the beautiful thing,
kids, throw it all out, man.
Is your kids come from you. So maybe they'll pick that up.
here's the thing. And I don't think Chelsea listens to this. So it's the thing.
Like, yeah, there we go.
A lot of that kind of stuff, we are so polar opposite that it's like a 50-50 coin flip where, ugh.
See, what's going to happen is you guys are going to have two kids. One of them's going to be like, you know, have that with you. The artist, the everything in order, everything needs to have a whatever, you know what I mean?
We spent a lot of time, obviously, with our family, like over the holidays and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think Chelsea's eyes were opened even a little bit more. Like, she knew kind of all my quirks, like where they came from.
Right.
But there were a couple instances where she was just like, oh, I see it now. Like, this is where you get that from.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, your mother made you this way. Like,
well,
okay.
We have talked quite extensively about Tyler's upbringing on the show.
True.
So I feel like our listeners also get a little peek into why you are the way you are. No, I love Tyler. No, he's great. Okay. So New York trips, I want to do all that. Kennywood, that's local. So anyone who doesn't know Kennywood, I should have said this first. It's just a
Pittsburgh
amusement park. It's just kind of like, I'm sure a lot of people have those amusement parks that are near them. So that's ours. I want to finish a book. I want to read a book from front to end.
What kind of books do you like to read? Are you like a fiction guy or?
I am I don't read guy. So if anything, it would probably be fiction. But I kind of like philosophy. I think that'd be cool. kind of reading that, even though that's like really heavy.
What's your take on, so I understand everyone's just like, oh, you have to be well read, you have to read, and that's like kind of what was drilled into me as a child. So it's like, what's your take on something like what's the purpose of reading? Is it just to have like better comprehension, better reading skills, like learn words and stuff?
Or absolutely. Like, I know that, you know, when you start reading, you definitely, your comprehension skills become better, your communication becomes better, you just become more well-rounded.
So you're saying there's a benefit to reading, not to cut you off, I'm sorry, like you're saying there's a benefit to reading versus something like an audiobook.
I see what you're saying. I feel like you retain information better when you read it yourself, because you're telling yourself, whereas you can listen to something and kind of secondhand listen to it, especially when you're driving, right? I mean your attention's already split. When you're reading, you're 100% focused on the words that are coming from the page. So I think there's something to that. Not that you can't get anything out of audiobooks. I think you can.
Yeah.
I just think maybe it's not, the ceiling isn't as high as something like a good old-fashioned textbook.
That's an interesting take, right? And like, I haven't listened to a ton of audiobooks, so I don't know. Like, I was always toying with the idea of like, all right, let me get one of those like sleep masks, right? Put a sleep mask on, get some noise-canceling headphones, and just like, get a weighted blanket.
Wow.
And then Andy Serkis comes on with some Lord of the Rings.
Yeah,
and
you just, very pampered. No, that'd be cool. I mean, I kind of have been thinking about audiobooks too. Like, I wanted to get the Harry Potter ones. I still have yet to see the reunion.
That's the, Ollie Moss did all of the artwork for those.
Oh, it's really?
Like all the covers. And if you look at all the Harry Potter covers, and I encourage everyone to do this, it looks simplistic at first, and this is what Ollie Moss does, is he does like kind of like different layers.
Yeah.
So if you look at it, it's like, oh, that's cool. It's like Hogwarts. But then when you actually look at it, it's like, you have to look at it to see.
Sure.
But there's like, oh, there's like, I'm making this up, but like Voldemort's hidden in the shadows of the outline of
there's
it
just
or
like
something.
Things you can find.
It's super cool.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's really cool. So yeah, I don't know. I want to read a book the old-fashioned way.
I feel like you could do that on the way to New York.
Well, not if I'm driving.
Oh, you're you're the one driving?
Yeah.
Aren't you? So you're not going, you're going with your family, right?
Well, things are like up in the air right now. We're not 100% sure, because my brother's like afraid of the COVID situation.
The Rona, yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see. Maybe I'm not driving. So stay tuned.
I mean, that's why podcasts,
audiobooks,
and
podcasts
audiobooks
exist.
Exist.
Hopefully you're listening to us in the car. So anyways, that's something I wanted to do. Speaking of Kennywood theme parks, I want to go to Cedar Point again. I actually have a friend up there who works up there. I don't know if he still works up there, but he always used to work summers up there. So I want to see if we can get into Cedar Point. I love Cedar Point. That's where we went for our senior trip. So it's always a great time. You ever been there?
Yeah. Are you? So you're like a roller coaster guy then? Like, you like roller coasters?
Big time. Yeah, big time.
See, I don't mind them. It's not like I'm like, oh, I have to go on all of these.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not like crazy, but I do enjoy it. Like, I love going to a theme park and doing all the rides and everything like that. So that's definitely right up my alley. Okay, last two. I want to edit a video.
Yeah.
You know, so it's pretty simple. I know we've been talking about doing some things. We're still sitting on the Grandia footage we had forever ago. So I want to edit a video, and I also want to make a video as well. So I know for a while now I've had like this idea of making a video of something like anime related, because none of my friends watch anime, so I just kind of want to put my opinion out there in the ether. So maybe I'll pull the trigger on that this year and just do something. I don't even have to post it, like, if it sucks, but just to like just get my thoughts.
So when you say you're gonna make a video, are you saying you're going to like, you're gonna be on camera?
Yeah, really, it's going to be, I mean, my first thought about it was just like a review. I mean, obviously, there's a million people out there who do reviews of everything. But I guess my first thought was, you know, just like a normal guy, quotations, like, just, you know, just got into anime. What are my interpretation of it? Because like, usually, like, you get like experts, like they've been doing this stuff forever. They've been watching anime for so long.
Right.
And I started, I guess, not last year because we're in 2022, but in 2020 during the lockdowns and stuff, that's when I really started. So it's like pretty fresh for me. So it's a different perspective, I think. Maybe. I don't know.
It's like that'll be interesting, because like if you do like the YouTube edit of stuff, then you can, like, that's, I'm not gonna say it's easy. I'm sure it's still tough to talk in front of a camera, but like you can do all those quick cuts and stuff like that. That's like
I don't know what goes into that, so I kind of need to explore that a little bit. But I want to at least try. And I like I said, the whole point of it is just to like get my opinion, reaction out there.
Yeah,
and hopefully someone is out there to interact with to you know. Say they agree or say like I'm a fucking idiot or whatever, right? Because like I said, my friends don't really watch it as much as I do. So it's like, I always want to like talk about it and stuff. So I think that's a good outlet for it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there it is. There's my list. I had a lot of ideas. I was just sitting at work and doing all that stuff.
That's a good list. I mean, that's not bad. That's accomplishable. That's the thing is like you can hit all that
stuff. You have to make them doable, dude.
Yeah.
Like I used to make things that are like crazy, man. Like, oh man, I want to make a 5-course meal or something. Like, it's fucking stupid. Yeah. A couple years ago, I was like, man, I want to learn how to cook or like really well or something.
I think cooking would be a fun hobby. I just feel like
that's something you need to do with like a girl. I feel like that's a great activity to do with your significant other.
Yeah.
Like cooking together. Like, I know I suck. So hopefully she would be like pretty decent.
Right.
So she could carry me. But I don't know. I feel like that'd be like a lot of fun.
I made a honey it's like a honey mustard chicken it's like a honey maple chicken or something like that, or mustard maple or whatever.
Sure.
That Chelsea really liked. And then I made a really good tuna salad. Those are like the two things I can do. And obviously like pasta and
the
stuff.
Only thing I can do is like breakfast sandwich. Which I love breakfast sandwiches. I had one at 2:00 today.
Dude, I'm so lazy. When it comes to cooking, and we joked about this whenever I was with some friends at work, and it was like you need to make a cookbook of like Tyler's cookbook recipes or whatever, because like my stipulations are like it needs to use like 2 pots max or like 2 dishes max, 1 utensil max, 10 minutes to prepare or whatever it is. Like I don't even do like how do you like you make ramen over the stove, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you can do it in the microwave.
I definitely do it in the microwave. Well, it's all the same thing, but I take the block of ramen, throw it in a bowl of water, and hit it for 3 minutes on the microwave.
Now you can.
Pull the noodles apart, put in the ramen thing, another 2 minutes, 5 minutes, you're done, it's ready to go. Then I take like 6 ice cubes because it's too hot to eat right away, throw it in.
So this reminds me, I've been addicted to watching these prison videos recently. So Tyler had his whole spiel. Go check out our previous episodes. Only probably a couple episodes ago, the planet one, where Tyler got really into the universe.
Yeah.
Or actually, it was probably the one after that. Where you're like, that planet one, I did a lot of research. Now I'm depressed. So I've been really into prison videos. And there's this guy on YouTube. His name is Larry Lawton. Okay. And he was like the biggest jewel thief in America, dude. Like he stole the most jewels out of anyone ever.
Huh. Okay.
And he went to jail for like a decade. And now he's on YouTube. He's just like telling his story. He's like such a cool guy. So I've been like addicted to watching him. So go check him out on YouTube if you want a good stories, man. He's got the craziest stories. Anyways, he started this series of videos where he's like prison cooking, like what they would make in prison. And these guys are the most like
creative
people, exactly, like with what they have and whatever. So like there's this one where it's called prison pizza, but it's like pretty much nachos. So they get like Doritos and like canned cheese, and they steal like tomatoes and onions from the kitchen and stuff, man. And they just, everything's in the microwave. So that's what made me think of it.
Ooh.
It's like they do everything in the microwave, and he's coming out with a cookbook. So that's the perfect gift for you, dude, because it's in prison, so it's got to be simple. And everything's used with the microwave.
That actually sounds amazing.
No, it looks really good. Like, it's one of those, like, dishes that's like, oh, this is so bad for you.
Yeah.
And it's, like, with such dirty things, like Doritos and, like, canned cheese and everything like that.
Yeah.
But it would be good.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
It'd be pretty good, right?
So I like that.
I'm looking forward to that. He hasn't dropped the cookbook yet, but I think it'd be pretty good. I'm definitely going to buy it, dude. I think it's going to, that would be like really fun to
do. That's coming out this year.
I don't know. He's done like 4 videos. Like his most recent one was like grilled cheese. And they actually make grilled cheese with like an iron press they use for your clothes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's so funny, man. They just use whatever. So he's got like grilled cheese. They make prison pasta, the pizza they call, which is really just nachos. I forget what the other one was, but man, it is funny and kind of nice. Nuts. But Yeah, I don't know. Cooking is interesting.
Sure.
I wish I was a good cook, man. How like amazing would that be?
Yeah, like it's just the, I don't know, man. I'm just such a simple taste guy.
Yeah, me too. Speaking of New Year's resolutions, though, I know that you were talking to me about this a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, you were talking to me about the channel itself, playing more games, mm-hmm. but specifically you were talking about this idea of doing, you know, more Game Pass games this year, because we both have Game Pass now.
So I made a list of all the games coming out. So like, obviously you were going to New York. I was like, oh, I don't know if we're going to have time to record. I was getting in my head. I'm like, all right, well, we're going to put an episode out regardless.
Right.
Maybe I'll just monologue about my top games of 2021. A little late, but whatever. So I started listing out all these games. And when I look at all the games I played over the course of the year, I'm like, oh, like, it's like 30 plus game. Like,
yeah,
it's like
33
games.
Yeah, right.
That all actually came out in 2021. That's not including my love of Atomicrops, which we talked about last episode and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So it was like, that's kind of a cool thing. And then I so naturally, as my OCD, you know, demands, I put it in our Notion board and I start listing out on this table and like, here's all the games, here's the ratings that I give them and everything. And then I was like, for, you know, laughs, I'm going to put in like a little checkbox. Is this on Game Pass? I swear to God, like 20 of them were on Game Pass, where it's like, that's nuts.
Well, dude, how many times have you been sitting there and you're like, this looks kind of interesting, but it's $40. It's $60.
Even $15. Like if you look at it and it's like, all right, well, you know, do you want to pay the $15, try it for 2 hours, and then you feel kind of weird returning it on Steam, especially if you kind of abuse that system? And then you start thinking about all the developers, and it's like, well, if I take into account the artwork that goes into it, and I see what they were trying to do, it's not really fun, so I'm not enjoying it. I don't want it, but I feel bad because clearly it's hard to make a video game. This all that stuff. But I was like, yeah, I mean, let's just keep doing Game Pass stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's on Game Pass. They're getting paid.
Yeah.
We're having fun.
Right.
We don't feel guilty about having to return or anything. We just play it. We can pick it up. We can play it. I think it's a great idea. So, I mean, I don't know if you wanted to speak any more about like some of the games that you played in the past year.
Yeah, I did want to just call out a couple. I kind of came late to the party. So, obviously, I think we talked about Death's Door a few episodes ago.
Yeah.
But Death's Door was really, really good. And I had this kind of theme as I'm looking through all the different games that really stuck out to me. Similar to like Atomicrops, I'm really into the roguelike, you know, like short experiences that I can play. And they're kind of like these easy stop areas, right? So it's like, okay, I'll play this for one run. I die, whatever. I'll go do something else. But Inscription, which is on PC, it's like a card game. Now, if I see a card game mechanic in a game, I'm the first one to pass on that.
Right.
I think Hearthstone kind of soured me on it, and I got kind of tired of that genre.
Right.
But Inscription is such a weird, like meta type game that like you can actually get up from the card game and go walk around in the area and like do little like not mini games but like kind of like mini game things, and it's like this weird, like this guy's just constantly killing you over and over. It's like a horror game.
right,
but it's just constantly killing you over and over and over again, and the game evolves as you keep dying and like you keep trying to unlock different things to like progress in the game. I'm not doing it justice, but like it definitely, check that out if you have PC. I think it's only on PC. But that, I played that. I played Loop Hero. I played The Gunk, which is on Game Pass. That's like a one sitting game. I kind of just blew through that. I think it's gonna be like maybe like 3.5 hours, 4 hours, something like that. But those were some standouts for sure. I did finish Final Fantasy, which we're gonna definitely do a spoiler cast on that.
Yeah,
for
that's
the
gonna
remake.
Be a whole episode.
That's gonna be. I have thoughts. We'll leave it at that.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Very excited.
Yeah, it's gonna be. I have been waiting for that one a long time.
That's gonna be a good one.
Yeah.
And then I picked up Red Dead 2, so I'm gonna give that another shot.
Right.
I also picked up Guardians of the Galaxy. I don't know if I told you that.
Oh wow, okay.
I played
that's
through,
on
it's on I got it on Epic.
Yeah,
because it was Epic does this thing where it's like, it's if you buy this game, you get $10 off, and then $10 off, and then $10, you just keep getting the $10 off.
You know, I just thought about this. So pretty much, I don't know if you wanted to talk about any more specific games in terms of Game Pass.
Yeah,
but me and Tyler actually did talk about this quite a bit at length about trying to play Game Pass games And then, you know, giving our thoughts on it, you know, when we complete that. So I don't know if we, you know, want to do this now, but the first one we were thinking of doing, you know, all the stars kind of aligned on this one was, It Takes Two.
Yeah. The game of the year of 2021, exactly. According to the Game Awards.
Exactly. So, I mean, we got to check out what that's all about, right?
Right. And I think it's a good game to stream and everything, because then like everything's on the same screen,
right?
So it's going to be a fun
that'll
a
be
fun
easy
time.
Logistically, yeah. I think it'll be fun. I mean, of course it's a quality game if you're even mentioned in the game of the year category. Even if you disagree with it, being mentioned means you have some sort of,
yeah, here the storyline's all about divorce, so that's a great thing going into my new marriage in April.
Yeah, exactly, man. So, what a great way to start it. But along with that, man, you know, Tyler was telling me that Mass Effect actually
when we were recording it, it just came out on Game Pass.
The you know, the updated.
Microsoft pays us every time we say the word Game Pass, so
I wish we'd be fucking rich. But so now we got to go finish that. So we both finished the first one back in the start of our whole thing here. Couch Company, the you know, infancy of it.
We started like a week prior of Legendary Edition coming out.
Yeah, well, like one of our first episodes, we had like a little bonus episode about our thoughts, and we got ourselves really hyped for it. And then we like both 100%ed the first game. It was like, oh, we're very burned out.
Yeah, I got to like Morden or something in the second game. And I was like, man, I can't keep doing this.
So I think that'd be a great thing to maybe finish those up now that it's on Game Pass. You know, obviously
once we get to the letter M or whatever.
Oh, is that going?
No, I don't think so, because if we're doing It Takes Two, obviously
right,
we're skipping
exactly.
some stuff.
But I think that's a good natural one to start at, but Mass Effect's definitely on there. Yeah. I still need to play Forza Horizon.
Hey, you got this whole wheel and everything.
Wheel. Well, I haven't finished Final Fantasy yet, man.
Oh, that's fair. I went hard on Final Fantasy.
You did. So I assume you liked it then, which is, you at least finished it. So I don't want to get any into it, because we have a whole dedicated episode of that, and it's going to be spicy. But look forward to that. We're going to try to do more with that. I think we're going to be streaming on YouTube.
Yes.
We do have a YouTube channel, Couch Company. And we're going to just be doing it there. Just logistically, it's a little bit easier because it saves on there, right? Yeah. So,
In terms of that, because I can't think of a clever segue, but the one thing that we are going to be doing is trying to stay up to date with like the current releases, more or less, if it's going to Game Pass. So, like, I think the most recent one, like, obviously God of War is coming out in, I think, a week or something like that.
Yep.
And then you have something like, we just found out that Rainbow Six Extinction. I used to be Quarantine. I think it's Extinction now.
For
obvious reasons.
Yep.
But that's actually coming to Game Pass day one. So that's something where it's like, maybe we get it when it goes on sale. Now it's like, oh, we'll just play it. Like, it's
exactly.
Day one.
And that's, that's the beauty of Game Pass. And
it's... go ahead.
No, I was going to say, anyone following our journey knows that I was never on Game Pass. And I know that you were saying something along the lines of, like, I'd love to see, like, John's first reaction when I brought up Game Pass versus, like, now. It's like, Tyler just kept prodding and prodding. Yep. And then
I just don't have the time to go through 60 hours of content.
Anyone who's been following up to date, they know. I mean, I'm just, like, totally on board now. It's such an amazing deal.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's $10 a month because I have the standard edition. So that's $120 a year. You literally have to play two modern titles to get that money's worth.
Yep.
And you're going to play more than that. It's such a good deal.
My buddy Kevin was talking about Medium, and he might be listening to this. So hi, Kevin. But he was like, yeah, I got Medium. There's only like 37 on Steam. I'm like, it's on Game Pass. I wanted to send him like $10 or whatever. Just like, here you go, play it all you want.
Dude, it's so sad looking at all these games. And actually, what I did was, I have, you know, so many games downloaded on Game Pass. I had Halo's multiplayer on Steam, and I actually deleted it from Steam, put it on Game Pass because I'm using Game Pass exclusively.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh
man.
My god!
Wow,
never thought it would happen.
Have turned. Yeah,
how the turntables.
But all that being said, so one thing that we did want to do is start like something, because everyone reviews things. We review things. We talk about like our likes, dislikes, things like that. So we posted a question on Twitter and we said, hey, you know, asking for a friend, we just wanted to know like what kind of scales do people like? So I gave different options of like, you know, everything from like 1 to 5, 1 to 10, 1 to 100, and then like gimmicky. So like 12 rubber chickens or whatever it is,
right.
You know?
Like Jeremy John comes to mind with that, the movie reviewer on
what does he do?
He does like need to be drunk to have a good time, no alcohol required, or awesome sauce or something. I forget what awesome tacular, I think, is his best one. It's like He's not a ratings guy, so that was his scale, but now it's become like a gimmick scale kind of thing.
I mean, it's kind of cool.
No, it's cool. I like it. Yeah.
But we put it out on Twitter. We got some results back. People were saying they liked the 1-10.
Okay.
So, you know, we're going to give the people what they want, we're going to do it on a scale of 1-10. Now, I think that what
we should have got a little bit more in depth with it. Because
well, yes.
Do decimals count?
Yes. So this is something that we need to talk about.
Right. Right.
I know there are different publications that will do decimals,
right.
And like 0.25, 0.5, 0.75. Is that something that you are interested in? Or are we saying, you know, we do a hard 1-10 and really what does that 0.5 really matter? You know,
I am definitely pro decimal.
Okay. All right.
Is that different than what you're saying? I'm definitely pro decimal. I'll tell you why. When you do a hard round number like that, it's so easy to lump a lot of things together when maybe something is clearly better than something else, but doesn't quite meet the threshold. So maybe we're talking about, you know, two games that are an 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
And one game's clearly superior to the other, but we just can't quite get into that 9 category. I think decimals is definitely good. Now, I would only do 1 decimal. I think 2 is a little bit too much, but I think decimals is definitely good. Just to kind of clarify your position on
now,
something.
Are you talking all of them though? Or are you saying like, okay, here's the 8 or 8.5?
I'm talking all of them. So I think we should have an 8.7.
Yeah, but then why wouldn't you just have a 100 scale?
I don't know, because the people want 1 out of 10.
that's my point. I think I would
have a 100 scale. That's what I'm saying. So if it was me,
so you
I
are
would have 100
scale.
Either one's, it's the same thing. Who cares?
But do you think it's based off of what we've come to expect on like what we give different ratings, right? So like if I were to say, oh, hey, this game was a 6, would you think that's a good game?
No.
Exactly.
And this comes back to my theory.
Problem.
I literally talked about this.
I know.
A lot on this podcast. This is another one of my theories. So there's the nutrition theory. And there's this game rating theory as well.
Your two theories. Two
when you're
theories.
Rating anything, okay, you're always going to default to like a grade scale back when you were in school. Yeah. Because when you say something's a 5 out of 10, nobody thinks that's average. Everyone thinks that's terrible. Like if you were to say, ah, Tyler, you have a 5 out of 10 personality, you'd be like, what the fuck, John? That's terrible, man. That's failing, right?
Right.
So in grade school, that's failing.
Yeah.
So I always do 7 out of 10 is average. And if we're doing decimals, it's even more accurate. So a 7.5 would be average out of 10. And then failing would be like, I don't know, like a 6 or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's just my thought process there.
So do you think that we can't break out of that mold? You're saying that
we're going to change the mold? No way.
We can change the mold. All right. So.
I actually really liked your idea about the scents.
Yeah.
I loved that theory, which also goes along with my 100-point scale. So, coincidentally, it just moves the decimal point over.
I guess I should say there was a few people saying that they wanted... Actually, the more I think about it, the 100-point scale, I don't think there was a single vote for it. So
well, yeah, that's why you have to trick them into the decimals.
So that goes into kind of the 100-point and right. the gimmicky part, where if you're looking at it from like, okay, you know, if we rate a game a dollar...
Yeah.
Or 100 cents.
Right.
That's
right.
like the best
the perfect
thing
game. Exactly.
And the idea is, okay, if we're the couch company, we're really going into our branding here.
Exactly. I love
you
it.
Find some loose change yeah. in the couch and you're kind of going through it.
Yep.
That would be kind of how we do it. So if we rate something like, oh man, this is like you found 3/4 in the
yeah.
in the couch, 75 cents, right. like that's pretty good. Like
yeah, and then on screen it would be what the denominations of the change would be.
Right.
Be beautiful. I think that's the way to go. I love that idea.
Okay.
Maybe well, it's not what the people want.
No.
Technically,
it's
kind of what the people want to be thinking about it.
The
decimal just changes a little bit.
It is what 16% of our, yeah, our right. voting audience wants. Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm personally a fan of that. Like I said, when you come to games, it's so diverse. There's so much that goes into it that you kind of need to be a little bit more specific. Like what does an 8 out of 10 really mean? Like an 8.1 can mean a lot different than an 8.9. Right.
Yeah, and even when I was going over the games I played last year, I was using the ones, the twos, the three. Like, you know, it's like, oh, this is 81, this is 82.
Because
it's like, I think this game is better. So I guess it depends on, like, if you're looking at it from a holistic thing of like, okay, here are all the games we played, and you're just kind of like naturally ranking things where it's like, oh, and I'm making this up, but it's like, oh, I think like Inscription is better than like Atomicross,
right,
or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
But I think they're both at, and I can see this both ways, but it's like, I think both of these are eights, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think
yeah.
they're good.
Yeah.
Are they like genre defining? Maybe not. Well, Inscription's actually pretty good, but. But you know, it's like, okay, but then did I have more fun or less fun with like Atomicross versus Inscription,
right,
and stuff?
Right.
And then I don't want to start taking other games into account necessarily,
sure,
because it's so apples and oranges. So
yeah,
taking that away and just looking at the game in itself, if you take all the other stuff away where it's like, oh, well, we gave God of War a 9. We can't give Guardians of the Galaxy a 9. But it's like, couldn't
but
we?
At the
like
end
if,
of,
you, if well, you look at it in like a silo, like okay, if you look at Guardians and you're like, okay, graphically great, storyline great, and honestly, like I played the first mission, I'm like, these characters are actually pretty.
Yeah,
pretty
no, I heard that too. Yeah,
storyline great, gameplay it's like good,
right?
And whatever, and if it tallies up to like overall, it was a 9 experience.
Yeah,
like is that the worst thing? If it's on the same level as God of War,
right.
Because I think if you're shifting stuff on like, oh, God of War is better than Guardians, you know, I haven't finished Guardians, so I'm guessing that.
Sure.
That's when the Game of the Year conversations come in, where it's like, no, we just put God of War ahead of it.
Yeah, I mean, I totally understand where you're coming from, but I just think it's impossible not to compare to what else is out there. I mean, anything in life, there's just going to be competition and you're going to compare things. Like when you have a slice of pizza, you're not sitting there thinking, oh man, I'm in a silo. This pizza's pretty good. I'm having a great time. I'm having pizza right now. This is a 9 out of 10.
You
pizza's
could be.
Great.
That's the other.
But then you're
you
like, oh,
pizza.
Wait, I actually had really good pizza. This is a 7 out of 10. Like sometimes, you know, you got to like, I think comparing is good. And I completely understand where you're coming from with apples and oranges. Like, yes, some games are just totally different than other games. I know when we were doing our IGN bracket back in season 1.
Yeah.
So IGN came out with a bracket of their best games of all time. We were kind of going through that. So when we were going through that one, like we had Tetris up against like Red Dead. Like it's like, how do we compare?
Well, that's
these
what I mean.
Two?
Like I'm never going to give Forza a high enough mark because that's just not my genre.
Sure. But
which maybe that's
according
a
to OpenCritic, Forza is like a 90. So,
yeah,
you know, if
right.
you're really just sitting down and looking at Forza, I mean, it's a fantastic game. But I guess my point is, even though games can be drastically different, I think it's very important to keep things accurate in what you're talking about. So I just don't think you get the accuracy when you're doing those round numbers. Because let's say Guardians is a 9 or whatever.
Right.
You think it's a 9. You know, God of War is a 9 or whatever. It's just kind of crazy that they're in the same category. I think a good middle ground is, and I was kind of brainstorming this while you were talking. Not that I wasn't listening to
yeah.
you. But I think it'd be kind of cool, you know, if you have the change idea or whatever you have, like a 100-point scale, you have kind of medals that go with that. So maybe anything in the 70 cents range is a bronze medal. Anything in the 80 cents range is a silver medal. 90 cents range is a gold medal. And then that platinum medal, if anything ever gets to a dollar. I think that's kind of a good balance. Like, yes, things beat other things, but at the end of the day, they're getting the same medal. Here's a grouping of these kind of games. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you're putting them in like different like tiers.
Yeah, like tiers,
sure.
Right? But you know, at the end of the day, yeah, I think God of War is better than Guardians. But yeah, maybe Guardians gets a gold medal. Maybe it's very good for what it's doing, right?
Yeah.
I think that's an interesting kind of thing to explore.
We can play with that.
I can play, yeah.
All right.
With that. We'll play Guardians of the Galaxy.
We will talk more. Technically, It Takes Two is going to be our first game that we give I would say an official score to.
Yeah.
So, we were thinking, like, as you were saying, like, we were thinking about different ways to, like, we obviously have the top fives.
Yep.
What's other stuff that we want to bring in kind of like regular segments?
Right.
That's going to be the first one.
I think it's a good idea. I think it's something.
Now, do you think we break it up? Like, do we say, like, okay, hey, here's the story, here's the graphics, here's the sound, here's the, you know, stuff
yeah,
like
that's
that,
tough.
And then
I
average
mean,
it, or?
That's something we'd have to talk about. I'm not married to one way or the other,
yeah.
But I'm sure as we go through it and find out, we'll come to a consensus
as
on that.
As you know, I'm no mathematician, but I think if we could do something where it's like you have, like, you cut a game in half, right?
Yeah.
And you have 50% is weighted to how all the different parts come together and you have like that score, and that's literally 50% of it.
Yeah.
And then the other half of it is literally the, like I said, the story, sound, characters, voice, right. whatever it is.
Yeah.
And that's all split up into different scores. Right. So we give all the different aspects of the game a score, and maybe you average that together, and that's 50%. And then the other 50% is how well does all of that stuff like gel? Like sure, how does it work together?
What's the experience?
And then you mash those scores right. together, and there you go.
Yeah, no, that's
for someone who doesn't like math, I certainly
a lot of math yeah. right there. Yeah, no, I think that's an interesting idea. I'm totally open to something like that. I'd have to think more about how we want to go about doing that. And I feel like as we play as well, we'll kind of get a feel for what we want to do as well. So
sure.
I think we'll have to stay tuned for that one. But it's an interesting discussion to have about, because it's always really tough to critique anything, honestly. You know, if you're not an expert on it, if you're just but you know, at the end of the day, things like this are made for people like us,
yep.
which is why I always don't like something like Rotten Tomatoes for movies. I always tend to lean more to the audience score actually than the critic score, because at the end of the day, the movie is made for us, right? So maybe Fast and the Furious isn't this most eloquent picture.
Sure.
But it does its job, man.
Yeah.
And people like it. Like, there's something to be said about that. And I think, you know, the average Joe consumer has something really important to say about that.
Yeah, maybe Lord of the Rings isn't the greatest film in the world.
Yeah, maybe. Just
kidding. No, it's fantastic.
Well, that's it hits both.
Yeah.
That's why it's so good.
Right.
The audience loves it. So it's critics. When you get both on the same page, you know you have something special.
That's true. Yep.
So yeah, I think that's an interesting discussion. We'll have to stay tuned on that, and we'll definitely keep talking.
Yeah,
about
we'll
it.
Chat more about it. We'll get it. It'll be good.
Yeah, it'll be good. But speaking of which, Tyler alluded to this a little bit in his talk.
Did
there.
I?
Okay. You did. Right. You said we did have the top fives already.
Oh yeah.
You want to add something yes. else? So stay tuned for the Game Pass games. But speaking about top fives, we got one, and we got to kick the year off correctly. This week, our good friend Calvin from the research department had an excellent idea, and he's saying, "Why don't you guys rate your top fives from season one?" And I thought that was an excellent idea, so I stole it naturally.
Sure.
And we're going to be doing that today. That's our top five today. Now, going forward, I think this is a really great way to wrap up the year.
Yes.
But we weren't smart enough to think of it
but
until
this is,
the new
this
year.
Is great for all the people that are new to season two. And it's like, hey, here, you know, I'm sure we'll be referencing random things. Like you referenced us talking about our top five planets, which is a great episode.
Right.
If you would have learned about the universe and like specifically our yeah. solar system yeah. and like the different planets.
Tyler went hard on that
I
one.
Went, yeah. I mean, that's a good episode to check out. But I think this gives kind of a quick background of like, hey, here's everything we covered over the past, you know, 30 some weeks.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, so we're going to go through this here.
And do you want me to bring up a list? Is that the...
I have the list up, on myself. So it's couchcompany.games, correct? So you can go to couchcompany.games, and there's actually a link to our top fives. You can actually scroll through. Tyler puts some funny captions on there.
Yeah.
you know, there's pictures, and it shows everything we ranked so far. So you can follow along with us if you're not driving, if you're just chilling. If you are driving, I suggest you keep your eyes on the road. So we're going to just go through this. I think we're going to go first to last from last year. It's going to be a good trip down memory
sure.
lane for us.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll just speak a little bit about each one and kind of what went into it. And I'm going to obviously read off what we have as well.
Yeah, not a lot of rules with this one. The only rule that when we were talking about it was like, we can't, like whatever we said is etched in stone. Like we're not going to rehash that.
No.
But it's going to be...
I might say, what were we thinking?
Yeah, it's a peek behind the curtain. Right?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, you know, we might be in a different position than we were, but it's updating everyone on like, here's our rationale. This is what
exactly.
we
were so, you know, we're not going to argue about anything. We might
we might
question some things. You know, what were we thinking? What were you thinking? I can't believe I let you do this.
Sure.
But whatever. We're going to go through it. You're going to get a peek behind the curtain, like Tyler said. So I'm going to kick it off. I don't know if you have it up.
I can get it up too. Go
no,
ahead.
No, that's cool. I'll go through here. So our first one ever. Now, this wasn't, unfortunately, episode one. We actually started the top fives a little bit in the middle when we were starting to do podcasts. So the first one we ever did officially was pizza toppings. If anyone knows us, Tyler's favorite food is pizza. One of mine as well. We both love pizza. Pizza toppings are very important as well. what you're going to put on the pizza. So I'll just read down what we had, and then we can just talk about it, okay?
So, sure. Are you reading down or are you reading up?
I'm reading down to number one.
Down to number one?
Okay. Yeah, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, up to number one. You started at one. Okay.
Oh, up to number one? No, yeah, because it's 5 is more than one. It's down. You're decreasing.
I guess.
Whatever.
All right.
All right. Number 5 was onion. 4 was artichoke hearts. 3 was sausage. 2 was pepperoni. And 1 for pizza toppings was mushroom.
Yes. I still feel very good about that. And I have had artichoke hearts since we've made the podcast. So I took a leap of faith on the artichoke hearts. And I was like, I like artichoke hearts. They're probably good on pizza. I can confirm it was pretty good.
Yeah. It's still 4, you think? Better than onions?
Yes.
By itself?
And this was kind of like the meme that we were that started with this one, really.
Yeah,
was
right.
Was
first
like
one.
Number 4 was
our crazy. Yeah.
I liked it. I was happy with
no,
it.
No, I thought this was a very fun list. I will say I do get a lot of shit for letting mushroom be number 1,
yeah.
But I just know how passionate you were about it. So, like, I'm okay with it, but deep in my heart I know that pepperoni's one. But for our list, I'm fine with mushroom being
well, that's
one.
that's the thing with these lists is it's taking both of our opinions and gelling them the best we can into this one thing. That's the thing that I think that we've done a pretty good job with over the however many we have it to like 23 or something.
Yeah,
like
right. 20 something.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I think that was a lot of fun.
Do you
so.
Think that's a top 5 contender?
As of right now, I don't know. It's special because it's the first. It's hard to say. That's your first one. You know, that's your baby. So maybe a little maybe.
Maybe that's what I'll do.
Yeah.
I'll
you keep track.
Of
so,
that. Sure.
So maybe put it in the maybe column right now.
The classic.
There might be a lot of maybes.
The classic maybe column.
I know. I hate eliminating things.
All right.
All right. So I'm leaning on the side of no, but.
Okay. That's interesting.
It's that first one, man.
Okay.
You know?
Sure.
And I love pizza toppings. It's just not super. Actually, you know what? It's rising in the ranks because that artichoke hearts was such a curveball.
It was such a curveball, and the fact that and this will come up frequently is like when
the
you
next one
when you talk to people, people have an opinion. When you talk about foods, people have an opinion.
We get blasted more on our food than anything else easily.
All
right, next one was sidekicks. Top 5 sidekicks.
Yes.
So we're gonna go down the list on this, and this is where the meme really took form here because it was 2 in a row. So number 5 we had Chewbacca, Han Solo's partner. Number 4 we had Donkey from Shrek, and that's the one that was kind of out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Number 3 Dick Grayson, the best Robin, obviously. Number 2 John Watson, Sherlock Holmes. Partner number 1 Samwise
Gamgee.
Sam's the best. So
I love this one because of the just pure conviction you had of getting Donkey on that list.
It was a run of a lifetime, and the more I talked about it, and you'll see a common theme throughout all of these, is I just talk myself into something and it becomes law at that point.
So as much as I felt good about the pizza toppings, this is one where the more we thought about it, the more it's like, yeah, I understand that Robin, and it's like the dynamic duo, it's Robin's the sidekick and like Robin has to be on that spot. The more I thought about it, and Chelsea actually brought this up, she's like, yeah, like Batman doesn't need Robin. All those other protagonists need their sidekick to complete XYZ, right?
Especially Frodo.
Especially Frodo. Yeah. More, which is why more Sam got number one. I'm
exactly.
happy with Sam being there.
Sam's the best.
I like Robin, not so much. Even Han Solo could be.
I think
like
be fine.
Chewbacca is just so good, and that bond is so good. But like,
That one's
a little iffy. I love that one just from Donkey.
That one's a special one. So I would definitely put that maybe. I wouldn't lock it in, but
that's
a strong maybe. All right, number 3 was a really weird one. We did English letters of the alphabet. Now, the reason we did this is because we went on a cabin trip, and it was one of our good friends, John. His wife, it was her birthday. We let her pick the list.
Yeah.
She could have picked anything in the world, and she wanted us to rank.
Anything in the universe.
Anything in the universe, really. Yeah, absolutely. So we'll rank anything. That's our motto.
Sure.
She picked English letters of the alphabet. And you know what we did? We ranked them the best we could.
That was we sat on a bed. We had like our kind of like travel microphones.
Yep.
And we just chatted about the English alphabet.
It was very
for like
intimate.
An
absolutely.
Hour.
Yeah. It was
maybe not an hour. It was like 45
that
minutes.
That was a shorter one for sure. Yeah. We were running out of things to talk about. But here's the top 5 English letters of the alphabet if you're curious. Number 5, T. Number 4, Y. Number 3 R, number 2 S, and number 1 was E.
Yeah.
And that's what it is.
It's a solid list.
It's a solid list.
It should not be on the top five.
It's got to be anywhere close. I actually got a lot of shit about that one. Everyone's I was like, fuck A, man. No, I stand by.
Yeah. I forget what our argument was. Like, A was like the line leader.
Pretentious. Yep. A is pretentious. All right. Mammals. We did top five mammals next.
Yeah.
Mammals. We have a number 5, a draft horse. Number 4, we have the golden retriever. Number 3, we have a panda. Number 2, an elephant. And number 1, we have a tiger. And the funny thing about this list is some of them are very specific and the other ones are not. Because there's like a lot of different types of elephants, I'm sure, and tigers especially.
Yeah, and the draft horse was, a late ad. I think originally we had horse and I had to go back in and
One of our friends, Nathan, my cousin actually, his wife got pretty upset. She's a big horse advocate.
Yeah.
That just lumped all horses together. So we kind of specified what we thought there.
Yeah, happy with tiger. I don't think it belongs in the top five.
No. But I had fun with that list. It was good going down the big list of mammals, talking about that.
We had a bet between a baby bat and a baby pig, I think.
Baby cow.
Oh, baby cow. That's right. Yes. Yeah.
Ew, baby pig. Actually, a lot of people love the teacup pigs. Yeah. I did win technically, but not technically. Technically, I lost.
Technically,
but overall,
you had
I won.
More votes. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, because what did you say? Just Twitter?
Just
or something?
Facebook.
Fuck Facebook. Unless you're going to sponsor us. Never mind. I'm just kidding. All right. Next one was actually a pretty fun one. Fruits. We did top 5 fruits.
Yes.
So number 5, pineapple. Number 4, apple. 3 was orange. 2, watermelon. And number 1 in the fruits top 5 list was bananas.
Yes.
Of course. So I thought that was a very solid one.
I think so. When I've gave this list to just people outside of our like immediate friend group.
Yeah.
And honestly, even with the immediate friend group, that's the list that everybody flocks to.
Yeah.
Like this needs to be on our top 5.
Yeah.
For just how controversial it is. Like the fact that we don't have strawberries on there. People lost their minds.
I'm not a berry guy. It just wasn't happening. That's the problem we run into with these lists.
I will say I did have a very good strawberry the other day.
Uh-oh.
And when it comes to our food lists, for people that are new to this, it's we take the best version of whatever it is, right?
Yep.
So it's like, okay, this is the best strawberry you've ever had. Where does it rank on the list? After having that strawberry,
I will say
maybe I would have put a bigger fight.
Devil's advocate here. I will say a lot of our arguments revolved around the other applications of these fruits.
Yes.
So we talked about pineapples with ham on pizza. We talked about apple was a big one, candied apple, apple pie, you know, all these different apple things. Such a, it can do anything really, the apple. So
like I will always take an apple flavored something over a strawberry flavored something.
And that's at the end of the day, that's why it beat it
out. See, I'm about to I was like, I don't know. And then you bring me right back here.
I'm just telling you what we were saying. I will say on this one, I don't think it makes top 5.
Really?
You think it does? I could put it on maybe.
For the amount, I'll put it on the maybe side. Like for the amount of people that
I don't think it's a lot,
talk about it.
I don't think it's a lot.
All right,
though.
Well, put it on the maybe side.
It wasn't that memorable to me, but I will say the reaction of it does give it points.
Yeah.
Like, for sure. I will say what I will say about this. So, like I said earlier, if you go on couchcompany.games, you can see our top 5 list. Tyler has a little tagline for each one. This is my favorite tagline. So, go check that one out. It made me laugh a lot.
For the fruit?
Yep. I'm not going to say what it was.
I don't even know what the tagline is.
I'll tell you after. Sure. So go check that one out. You have to play a specific game to get it, but it's so funny.
Oh, right. Yeah, I got you.
So, all right. Next one we had was Halo Weapons. So this was around when Halo Infinite was about to come out. I know it got delayed, but we were in very big Halo mood. So we went back.
That's when we started Halo 1.
And we did. Yeah, exactly. So we ranked the Halo Weapons, and here's what we got. So number 5 was the shotgun. Obviously. Number 4 was the rocket launcher. 3 was the needler. 2, sniper. And 1, obviously, the BR, the battle rifle. I mean, no surprise there. Pretty vanilla list, but...
Yeah, I would say, again, I know shotgun, I think, beat out the plasma pistol at the very last
shotgun
second.
Shotgun would get kicked off now because the Halo
Shotgun's
Infinite
terrible.
Shotgun is awful.
Yeah, but on the flip side, the plasma pistol wasn't the greatest either.
So, no, but it's iconic, and I kind of, I think about it. Now, I actually do think about it. I was like, man, if we had grenades on there, the plasma grenade would totally...
I
wanted to.
I wanted to.
Sorry. What's a weapon? I mean, technically, it's a weapon.
It was a fun list.
I don't think so.
I don't think top five, but...
But it was fun. I think it's just too vanilla for top five. Yeah, like, we need like, a little spice, no a little dumb. Meatball, you know what I mean? All right, next one was a fun one. So this was TV game shows. Mr. Yes. Mike Bear, our good friend, wanted us
to... The last episode Mike listened to.
Wanted us to do TV game shows.
Sure.
And this is what we got. According to the definition of a game show... we have number five, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Number four, The Price is Right, obviously. Number three, Family Feud. Number two was Jeopardy, of course. Number one, may surprise you, Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah.
You want to talk about why we put that as number one?
So the only stipulation was it had to be on the Game Show Network.
Exactly.
Now, the problem that we ran into, and we recorded all of this, and then I looked into it a little bit more. Whose Line Is It Anyway is not actually on the Game Show Network. What happened was Drew Carey made, it's like Drew Carey's improvaganza.
Yeah, improvaganza, whatever, yeah.
Which is literally like same characters, same everything as Whose Line Is It Anyway, just a different name.
Yep.
Spiritually speaking, that's what we're calling it. So that's where that came from. Is it it's chiseled and stone? That's the whole other thing. Is once these are written down, you can't
doesn't
change
matter.
Them.
Even
it's,
if it's factually
locked.
Incorrect.
Yeah. Even if we're even if we're wrong,
doesn't matter.
Is what
can't
it is.
Change it.
So if everyone puts a little asterisk there and just in the back of your mind think Drew Carey's improvaganza,
nah.
Yeah,
think right. Whose Line Is It Anyways?
Mike was not happy about
no,
that.
No, he was.
I liked that one. That was fun.
That's dude. If you're telling me which one you're gonna watch, it's gonna be Whose Line.
100%
every day, it'll be.
Every time. Yep.
So I will say my favorite tagline was Fruits. My favorite picture was this one, and Tyler knows exactly what.
Yes, that
picture.
Is.
So we have little pictures onto each of them, and that one was for Mike. That little picture.
The day after we recorded, I sent. I'm like, I got the picture. Yep. Should I tell? So it's what Colin and. What's his name?
Ryan.
Ryan, thank you.
Yeah.
Colin Ryan. Jeez. Just like giggling.
You watched the show, man?
Yeah, no, I did. I read it. But they're giggling.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's like, I got
check
it
out. Check it out on our list. It's a really funny picture.
It's a good one.
All right, next one we got here. And this one, I loved this one.
Should the TV show or the.
Do you,
on my list?
What do you think?
I like it.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. I think it's a fun story, but. Yeah.
Top five?
Nah.
All right.
This one I will fight for, and this was one of my favorite ones, video game consoles. I had a blast doing this one. Obviously, something very important to us. And I thought we made a really good list and some really good arguments. So here's what we had for video game consoles. Number five, we had the PlayStation 4. Number four, we had the PlayStation 2. Number three, we had the Nintendo DS Lite. Specifically, that one. Number two, we had the Super Nintendo. And number one, we had everyone's favorite, the Xbox 360. So that
we
was
got a lot of. Actually, I lied. This was the last one that Mike listened to.
So we did get a lot. I didn't get a lot of flack because my friends, being my age, all understood the Xbox 360. Like, we all knew it. So, and the DS was a great ad, I think. I love having that DS on it. I think it's such a staple. To how we grew up and you know, people who weren't really gamers being able to interact with us, you know what I mean? Every bus trip, every whatever. So I love that list. I think it's a solid list. I'll go to bat for that list every day of the week.
I'm right there with you. I think it was being honest at the time and taking our ages into account and understanding like the time and place and everything. Like I think it was great. Like PS2 is on the list. Like to a lot of people, PS2 is like, oh, it's the greatest console of all time or whatever. But when you look at the time and place that you played these consoles, like 360 was just it brought everyone together. Hey, this is the first time that you're playing online with friends.
Yeah, I think the community aspect of it, we really put a heavy weight on that. And I love the list. Like maybe this isn't the best list. But this is the most couch company list I think there is, and
I think it's a solid list. I think the only thing that which I can't believe we didn't talk about, this is in the face of all of the Red Ring of Death and stuff. I don't think we mentioned it.
Dude, I remember doing the towel trick, man. You remember that? You wrap your 360 in a towel, overheat it, and it would start up.
I think I mentioned I ended up having like something like five 360s over the course of that generation, and I still consider it.
It wasn't the hardware. It was the interface. It was the interactions with people. I remember the marketplace you were talking about with all those indie games. I still remember playing 3-on-3 hockey in the arcade. That was the most fun game ever.
Yeah.
It was just this little game. It was $5 or whatever. Such a good time. Such a good time. You made your avatar. You play Uno with your avatar or whatever. So fun, man. So that one was good. I think it should be on.
Yeah. Yeah,
I put it on. All right, perfect. All right, next one. This was a really fun one, kind of a different one, too. Best video game of all time. In brackets, we have, it's the 2021 IGN bracket. So yes. not any game. There's a specific bracket. We kind of versed.
At the mercy of whatever IGN
had
on there.
So the games in the bracket would compete against each other. We kind of whittled it down until we got some finalists. So number 5 was League of Legends. Had to get it on there. Number 4 is Titanfall 2. Tyler had to get it on there. 3 was God of War 2018. Number 2 was Grand Theft Auto 5. And number 1 was Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare.
Yeah.
It was a pretty good list. It was very different because we were kind of constrained to what we could pick. I don't know. What do you think about this one?
I'm happy with it. I think we each got our kind of... And I'm not saying like, oh, Titanfall 2 is the best game of all time.
Right.
But
we got our niche on there.
Yeah, the way... What it was going up against, I'm like, no, it needs respect. And it got it.
Yeah.
I think God of War is good on there. I think Call of Duty is on there. You know, I'm not a huge Grand Theft Auto fan. But to be fair, like Steam just released their like top games of 2021. Grand Theft Auto 5 still on there. So you think about all the games on there, like
GTA 5 is amazing.
You have to battle that, right? Like, I mean,
and I will say, like, you know, I with a game like that, not to rehash this, but I consider mods part of that game.
Yeah,
that's part of the game.
It's in the game, yeah.
And the things you can do with that game, like I was sending all my friends all these graphic mods for GTA 5. Yeah. It looks fantastic. The things they're still doing to it.
It caught all of our computers on fire. Only John's computer can run it. But
I think it's just awesome. Like the things you can do and the online component. I like that one. So do you think it's top 5 though?
So here's my thing is I think there is room for a top 5 greatest games of all time. I want it to be our list. The only reason why I don't want to put it on there is because it's IGN's bracket, not ours.
Yeah, I think it's a little too different. It's someone else's kind of idea. I had a lot of fun with it, but I totally agree. So I wouldn't consider that. All right, this one I had a lot of fun with doing research and everything. So this is top 5 comedians. And this was a great one to put together.
That was a lot of fun.
Kind of putting our tastes together there. So number 5, Rodney Dangerfield. Number 4 was Louis C.K. 3 was Dave Chappelle. 2 is Norm Macdonald, and number 1 was our man, Bill Burr.
Yes.
So that was a good list. That is going to get us in a lot of trouble now, but I had fun with
now?
It. Yeah, like Chappelle's in trouble. I mean, Louis had his shit going
on. That's true.
But
yeah.
that was a long time
ago. We talked about a little bit of that, and I think the biggest thing to take away there, and this
was before Chappelle like kind of got into hot water.
It was
right
before.
We were talking about Louis.
Yep.
And we were talking about
Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby didn't get on there because I think you made a fantastic point where if you're looking at something like music, right? And like you brought up one of the musicians, where it's like, okay, if this dude wasn't really that great as a human being, but his music, you're not thinking about the music. You're not thinking about the guy that created the music or lady that created
the
music.
Yeah, you don't have to see him. You don't have to. I feel like with a comedy routine, it's more personal.
It's so much.
You're seeing him. He's being himself or a character of himself, right? You know?
And yeah, like the
might be a little bit more hurtful.
You can't divorce the person from the way that they act and create their routine.
Right.
So that's why, you know, like Bill Cosby was taken. Like, I think Bill Cosby's jokes are
hilarious. It's funny. Yeah. Like, you can't deny that. But I'm happy with our list. We have some old school, we got some newer stuff. Kind of.
Sure.
But no, I think these guys are all, I mean, I don't think anyone can deny that they're all.
I still think funny. Like Tina Fey deserves an honorable mention and stuff. Like I think we had our reasons for everyone and I'm still happy with that list, but that was a super fun one to quote unquote research, which is just watch a million YouTube videos of just stand-up comics.
I mean, the whole reason we kicked it off was Norm unfortunately passed away and I thought it was a good way to honor him because I knew he'd be on there. especially just watching all those old clips, watching it, like, makes him do his thing.
It makes me so happy that we had the same taste of, because, like, you either like him or you don't.
Yeah.
Like, there's not really middle ground there.
Yeah.
I love the fact that we share that.
So I think that should be on top five. I had a really
yeah,
fun
I can
time
give you that. Sure.
I had a really fun time with that. All right, we're going to move on here. And this one was a contentious one, definitely. So this is top 5 months. Months of the year.
Would you say this is the one that we disagreed on the
most? I think
most?
So. That's, I think so. Because it was so 5 seconds silly. Into it. And it was like, I like winter. Oh. It was like January. Yeah, I like that. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was rough. So here's what we finally decided on for the top 5 months. Number 5, we had February. Number 4 was December. Number 3, October. Number 2 was July. And number 1 was November.
Yes.
So at the end of the day, the people got what they want. I caved. I do like November. It has the best, Thanksgiving is the best holiday. It has the best holiday of the year.
It gives me the best feeling because, and this is very psychological of just like, oh, okay, I know my vacation's coming up.
Right.
Like, it's just like, we're just kind of like getting through. There's a bunch of material sales and everything's like that. Like, I don't know.
Dude, what was funny about it too was that November
was the worst
was
November
shitty.
We've ever had.
Exactly.
Yeah. It was so bad.
I was like, this is karma, bitch.
Yep.
No, yeah, that was a contentious one. I think we needed one like that to really duke
to
it out a little bit.
To test
our
process. Sure.
But I will not put that on the top five. No, fuck that. No, all right. We're going to move on to the next one. This was an interesting one. Top 5 potato chip flavors.
Yeah.
Yeah. So top 5 potato chip flavors. Number 5 was wasabi. A very late mention into the top 5. Number 4, sour cream and onion. Classic. Mm-hmm. Number 3 was honey mustard. An interesting kind of pick there. Number 2 is original. And number 1 was barbecue. I mean, what
snuck,
else is going to be?
Snuck the original in. So here's my thing. I've been having... I got these like veggie puffs or whatever that
I
are
saw
barbecue.
That, yeah.
Barbecue's not that great. I'll send you home with the bag. You want some barbecue veggie puffs?
You just told me it's not good. And
it's
then
not that
me
great.
Home.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a veggie puff, man.
Yeah, it's not that.
That's not the same
Have you
thing.
Ever had like the Hollis popcorn? Like the ones that just like dissolve in your mouth? That's what those are.
Yeah,
it's not that great.
Yeah, barbecue, no. You need a nice... We get you a Lay's... Barbecue.
Yeah,
I've
been getting
favorite.
Into cheddar. Just cheddar.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I was talking about cheddar.
I know.
A little bit on that.
I know.
Episode.
And I've had three different things that are all like cheddar flavored.
Yeah.
I'm like, I
cheddar's great.
I like
dude.
Cheddar. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. So you regret that list a little bit. You're kind of maybe shifted.
I don't necessarily regret it. I think that if we listen back, I'd agree with a lot of my arguments, but do I think barbecue is the best one? Like
I still do.
Personally. I cannot say that we were wrong in any stretch of the imagination, but
I think barbecue is the best. I'm happy with that list. I am so glad. I think I kind of swindled you on that one. I think I got.
I got November. You got barbecue. Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like a.
So I love barbecue and I love original as well. I think original is so slept on.
I'm with you on original for that.
So
one.
Slept on, dude.
For chips.
Yeah.
For just bar for
like
potato
a nice
chips.
Kettle, yeah. Chip. Original because we were talking about kettle chips.
We were. I don't know. I would take a regular potato chip over a kettle chip. For
oh really? Oh, original, interesting. Yeah. I like the crunch. All right, whatever. We're not gonna get back into it.
Is that something that you put on the list?
What
for the top 5?
Maybe I would put it as maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I know you're not loving that.
So
one.
So the only thing we have on a lock right now is just video game consoles
and comedians.
Comedians. Okay. Yep.
What do you think about that one?
I'm good with that.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure.
All right. Next one we have top 5 Star Wars films, and we really flexed our knowledge on this one. I mean,
you can't just let that go, huh?
Yeah, I can't. Well, dude, I mispronounced Sam's last name, so I mean, you know,
okay.
it works both ways. Sure. We're both idiots. All right. So top 5 Star Wars films, and here we go on this one. This is, whew, all right. It's because of Tyler's one particular taste with one of the films, one being the key number here, is why this all got fucked up. All right. Top 5 Star Wars films. Can't even say it. Number 5, Revenge of the Sith. Number 4, The Phantom Menace. Number 3, Return of the Jedi. Number 2, A New Hope. Number 1, The Empire Strikes Back.
I'm not going to lie. I thought we had episode 1 higher than that.
No, I would not allow
it. I misremembered.
Putting episode 1 above 3 was like just completely heartbreaking enough. I couldn't let episode 1
If it was up to me, I would still put it above.
That's why
it
you
would be number
are
two.
Insane.
It'd be number 2.
You're nuts. You were absolutely nuts.
I like that one a lot.
That was
that go
a fun
number
list.
5? top five.
What do you think? What do you think? You think yes?
If you want to put it in the maybes, but I think that's a strong.
I think maybe. For me. I think it was okay. Fun. It was fun hearing you defend absolutely to the death the Phantom Menace.
Sure.
Also, Calvin called in on that one, tried to fight for 8 the best
that's
he could.
That's right. Yeah,
that was admirable, yep. But 8 is the worst still. I apologize to any 8 fans. All 10
I was
of you out there.
I was talking to Calvin and Mike the other day, where whenever I talk to Mike and he talks about how 9 is the worst film,
yeah,
I agree with him.
Sure.
And then whenever you talk about how 8 is the worst film, I agree with you. Like, it just depends on who says it first.
At the end of the day, my argument is 8 took the train off the rails.
Yeah.
So obviously 9 is the crash. Sure. That's and Gerard is the same way.
Yeah.
Another one of our friends.
Like I said, you're here in front of me speaking yeah. your truths.
That's your problem. You just agree with everyone.
I still don't agree. I still think Phantom Menace is the second best Star Wars movie. I'm just saying.
I always defend Phantom Menace too. Like, I'm a defender.
Yeah.
And you're out of your mind. That's how bad you are, man.
Sure.
So, all right. Next one is one of my absolute favorites for sure. Top 5 player characters in video games.
Yeah,
player characters. Number 5, we have Ezio Auditore.
Yep.
Terrible Italian accent. Italian. Number 4 is Marcus Fenix. Number 3, Cloud Strife.
Yep.
Number 2, Kratos. And number 1, Nathan Drake. I mean, who else is it going to be, man?
Yep.
Guy's a stud.
We took Master Chief off that one.
We did take Master Chief. He didn't make it, man.
So after playing Halo Infinite
and
Final Fantasy Remake, I love this list.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
So I can confirm, if you ever go back and listen to the player characters, I was not big on Cloud.
No.
I still maintain that I am not big on Cloud when it comes to the original game. The remake, however, I like Cloud
that depth.
Quite a bit.
You needed that depth.
I like it a lot.
It's the same character. You just get more context.
Yeah. Yep.
So, I mean, the voice acting's huge, the animation's huge, right?
It's the delivery for me. It's not even so much the, because, like, honestly, I don't think the dialogue is, like, it's good, like, it's fine,
right?
But, like, it's the delivery, it's just the way he acted in the game. I'm 100%.
It's just fully realized, and so I knew that was gonna happen.
Yep.
So I just went for it, and I'm very happy with that list too.
I think that deserves to be on the top 5.
I agree. Okay. I think that was a really fun one, and I feel very strongly about that list too.
Yep.
All right, we're going to move on here, and this was in October. Halloween was right around the corner. We did top 5 candy. So we did top 5 candy. This was a pretty fun one as well. This was a little bit of a contentious one as well.
A little bit.
All right, so let's get into this one. So number 5, we had Skittles. Number 4, we had Snickers. 3 was Twizzlers. 2 was Kit Kats. And number 1 was, of course, everyone's favorite, Twix.
Yeah. You fought pretty hard for the Hershey bar.
I did fight hard for the Hershey bar.
I'm with you on the plain chips, not with you on the Hershey bar.
Yeah, I mean, it's understandable.
I doubled down. So after Halloween, I had plenty of plain Hershey bars.
Yeah.
I'm not into the Hershey bar.
Some people just can't understand the genius of it.
And I'm sorry, we had Snickers on there?
We did have Snickers at number 4, yeah. So you did fight pretty hard for that
one. Might move Snickers up a little bit, but Snickers is pretty good.
I kind of like the list. I thought it was a good
middle
ground.
List, yeah,
actually, I get a lot of compliments about this one. I think it's a pretty well-rounded list.
Yep.
So,
I'm sorry, where was Kit Kat on there?
Kit Kat is number 2.
I think it was Snickers
way.
Above Kit Kat. Yeah.
All right, we're going to move on before you keep talking.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, that is, jeez. I wouldn't put it on the top 5.
You wouldn't?
No.
Okay. Interesting.
Would you?
Nah, that's fine.
Maybe?
Nah.
I wouldn't.
We got two spots left looking at the list.
I wouldn't, honestly. I'm just going to be honest. All right, next one. And here's why. This was a great one. Top 5 planets, man. This was a great one.
This
Tyler,
is probably, this might be my favorite one.
Way to keep the audience in suspense, man, as always. Anyways, planets. Tyler did a big research binge on this. Rabbit hole, depression, the whole works. All 12 steps, really, were included in that. So here are our top 5 planets of our solar system. I kept saying our galaxy because I'm stupid. Tyler's like, how many planets are in the galaxy?
I have solar system on there, right?
You do.
Yeah, okay, all right.
I kept saying galaxy because I'm a fucking idiot. I said Milky Way. I was like, Jesus, what is wrong with me? All right, anyways, here it is. Well, Milky Way is our solar system, right?
It's our galaxy.
Fucking. See, I still don't know.
Yeah.
Someone needs to teach me. All right, top 5 planets. Here we go. Number 5, Uranus or Uranus.
Yeah.
If you want to giggle.
Either or.
Number 4 is Venus. Number 3, Jupiter. Number two, Saturn.
Yeah.
Number one, no surprise at all, Earth. Obviously.
Yeah. I'm good with that list, though.
I love this list. And what was interesting about this episode, actually, was you were very detailed, oriented facts about the planets. Things
you were
of that
like,
nature.
It looks pretty.
I was, which is a very opposite approach of what we normally do, right? Yep. Usually that's kind of flipped where you're more the artist guy.
Well, I was so terrified that you were going to come with so many like facts and details and stuff. I was like, all right, I gotta brush up.
Nope.
And you're like, no, I like how this one looks. Like, all right, well.
Yeah, man. I had some facts, but you said all mine. So I was like sitting there like, oh, the one fact I had.
Well, the problem is like all the facts that I read and retained, like now YouTube served me up like, okay, get out of your solar system. You think that's fun to research?
Yeah.
Here's the universe.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I have no knowledge of any of those facts anymore. And now it's all about like the universe and how many trillions of light years we are from extinction.
Tyler was in a weird mood for that time. Oh. So I remember going out after and you're like, just talking about, guys, you don't even realize. It's like, oh my God.
Nothing matters.
Can I have a tinfoil hat, please? So that was...
I like this one. I would fight for this on the top five.
Absolutely.
Personally.
Yeah. I think put that on there. Yeah. So we got one spot left then and a bunch of maybes.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. This next one. I love this one too. This was a really fun one. Actually made me want to go play the games again. This was our top five Pokemon Generation 1, top five. Number five, we have Cubone. One of Tyler's favorites.
Baby.
He got it on the list. He really stuck it on there. And actually talking to more people, a lot of people love Cubone, man.
Cubone's sleeper.
Did not know there was a whole fan club for Cubone. Yeah. That's kind of crazy. Here was mine on here. Number four was Snorlax. Big Snorlax fan, so I got him on there. I was really happy. Number three was Dragonite. Two is Pikachu. And number one was Charizard. So that was our top five for the Pokemon.
I sacrificed Blastoise for Cubone.
Ooh, okay. Interesting.
That was really kind of how that
I actually really like this list. We have the Cubone on there. The more I thought about it, so if anyone listens to that episode, it was between Dragonite and Machamp for me because I made this crazy argument for Machamp, which I loved. But sleeping on it, you know, thinking about it, coming back, you know, a couple of months later, Dragonite's the fucking
Dragonite
man.
Is the dad bod version of Charizard. I love
it. We just love. He doesn't give a shit.
It's perfect. It's he knows he's the best and just doesn't
exactly.
care.
I love this list.
He's
I think it's a
third,
good one.
Doesn't care. He's happy. Exactly. He's happy to be there.
He knows he's better than Charizard. Yeah. He doesn't even care, even though Charizard is the best.
I like it.
Yeah, so I put this as a strong maybe.
For the top five?
Yeah, what do you think? Yeah,
I'm good with that. All right. Yeah.
Very good. So that was our top five Pokemon. Oh my God, didn't realize this one. This might just make it right here.
Okay.
So this is top five title screen music for video games. Yeah. Now this was a really fun list to put together. Not for Tyler in the post edit, but for us.
I'll tell you what, it wasn't that bad, and I actually very much enjoyed like listening to the full tracks as I was splicing them together.
This was a talk about researching. This was one of the most fun to research. Just listening to tunes. I mean, this is right up my alley. Maybe you have a little bit of a different perspective on this, but all right, here's our top five title screen music. So number five, we have Halo 2 specifically. And if you want to know why, I go into depth on this and give a little bit of a music theory lesson on it as well. So that's number five. Number four is Kingdom Hearts 3. Number three was Ni No Kuni 2, Revenant Kingdom.
Yep.
Excellent. Number three, that's what that was. Never played that one. Number two is Civilization 6, and number one was The Elder Scrolls 5 Skyrim.
Yes. I think the only thing I regret is not putting at least it within the I'm not saying it would make the list, but I think we missed out on Doom.
Yes.
I talked to my cousin that Thanksgiving after, and I just mentioned it, and he was like, yeah, Doom. And I'm like, ooh, whoopsies.
We didn't even, Doom wasn't on there, and our research department also pointed out that The Witcher 3 we didn't mention as well.
Yeah, Witcher 3's
I still hold
okay.
firm it wouldn't make it.
No.
But we probably should have mentioned
it. Showed it up, yeah.
Doom's the only one on there, but is Doom going to beat Halo 2? Whew. That'd be tough.
The more I listen to Halo Infinite, the more I'm like, oh, Halo is pretty good.
I was talking about Halo
Infinite.
You did. It's like,
you did.
Wow, this is like an amazing one.
If you let it play, it's
gets a whole,
up there.
Yeah, I go into it. If you want a music theory lesson, I go into the
I
whole
think Halo
spiel.
2 has a better earlier payoff, and I'm happy with it on the list.
So that was that one. I had a blast with this one. This one's like right there.
I think it makes the list. So like, we can run through some stuff.
Maybe we can kick one off. So yeah, I think we'll makes the list. all right. So that was a great one. Yep. I loved that one, and it was kind of different. We put some audio clips in there too, as well. And going forward, I actually think we can maybe do some more of that. We got a new cable.
It's a very, very specific cable that suddenly works.
So we talked about season two a little bit. We want to have some guests on the show. We were actually talking about that last night. You know, who we want on there. We're kind of compiling a list. And we're thinking right now, subject to change, maybe every other month, we have a guest on, and we try to dip our foot in the pool there and see how that goes. So, but that goes along. I mentioned that because of the cable as well. You know, we can play, I think you can play sounds on that, right?
Yeah. I should be able to just pull anything in.
So maybe in the future we get a little bit more of that without all the editing required. So I don't know.
Fingers crossed.
All right. Next one up, we have top five board games. This is an interesting one.
Yeah.
Number five, we have The Game of Life, specifically the Star Wars edition. And I don't know if you got a chance to look at this one. Our research department actually backed us on this because he has the same one. But that was a fun game, man. We got to play that sometime.
The way you described it is what got on the list.
I need to bring it to your bachelor party because I think that would be a fantastic game to play. It is a fun one. Number four was Small World.
Yes.
So that was a Tyler game. Number three was Stratego, which I was on board for. Number two was Risk. And number one was Chess.
Very strategy oriented games.
Yes. Doing these top fives, you really learn a lot about yourself.
Sure.
I know specifically the comedian one, we learned about ourselves, the title music we did. Yep. Like mine was all modernized classics. Yep. And yours was all, I think you were saying choir or voices were involved. Yeah. So this one was similar, right?
No, it was good. I liked the fact that I thought we were going to butt head. I mean, I guess to be fair, we kind of did a little bit because you were going a little bit more old school on I don't know, like Parcheesi or what was it? Sorry or something
I
like
love
it. Sorry was
Disney
on there.
Sorry, yeah. Man. It's a great game.
But I think in the end, it was like, you know, we kind of shied away from the more complex games. So, like your Gloomhavens and stuff like that. Right. It was more of just like, these are classic, but they're very like cerebral.
Yeah, so you kind of struck the perfect balance there. I kind of went too far into the classic realm because I knew that you wouldn't want to do more of those advanced kind of board games like a Munchkin.
Like, I think Small World still fits that bill a little bit. I just think Small World's quirky and fun enough that it's not so...
Actually, Munchkin was disqualified. So I was going to say, maybe we would put that on.
I would have put Munchkin on.
Yeah, it was disqualified.
Game,
So that was top five board games. I don't think it's going to make the top five, but that was a fun one.
That was good.
Next up was top five video games, specifically 2017 through 2021. And the with that came, it was the Open Critic. So it was only 90%+.
It was
plus.
A weird one. So we were, the whole idea behind this is we were going to go back in time. And this may or may not pan out. We'll see in season two. But the whole idea was, okay, every 5 years we group them together.
Right.
And then eventually we would do like the top fives. Right. Kind of like what we're doing now, right. But just for the video game thing.
Right. Yeah. So the Game Awards were right around the corner.
Yep.
And or maybe they happened. They might have happened.
It was like right after. Yeah.
So the Game Awards just happened. We saw the Game of the Year. We wanted to do something like top five games of the year. There's a lot of different publications that do that. So it's hard to kind of narrow that down. So that's what we agreed on. So Open Critic, 92 pluses were, our sample size. And we did the top five games from 2017 until 2021. And here's what they are. So number five was Animal Crossing New Horizons, one of Tyler's favorites. Number four was Persona 5, one of my favorites.
Yep.
Number three was Super Mario Odyssey. Number two was Hades, which is a fucking great game.
So good.
And number one was God of War. I think it's a solid list.
That comes out in a week, little more than a week.
That's going to be a good one. I think that's a solid list. All those games are great. I encourage anyone to play all those games. I need to play Super Mario Odyssey and probably Animal Crossing.
Super Mario Odyssey is still, I think, the most pure joy I've ever had playing a video game in recent memory.
That's amazing. Mario's just got that vibe to it.
It is. It's. I can't describe it.
Transcends.
Yeah.
It just transcends.
There's zero. Like, you can do the whole, like, I got to collect all the stars. I got to do all this stuff. And, like, there's still that element, but it's. It just. I had a smile on my face the entire time.
Yep. Dude, I will say that the music in that game's fantastic.
Everything about it. The animation, the movement.
Yeah, talking about that during our title screen thing. All right, let's move on. And I believe, okay, second to last one here. So another food one. So we kind of love doing food, but we don't want to do food every week. We kind of space it out a little bit. So this was top five soups. And this was a pretty good one. I felt really good about this one. So number five was wonton soup.
Yes.
Number four was Schipino. Something I came to the table with. Schipino, yeah, little Italian hands there. This is something my mom's friend makes. I think for Christmas, usually every couple of years or whatever. We actually had it this year. Sent Tyler a picture of it. I was like, "Here's our number four, man."
So good.
It is amazing. It's like a seafood kind of tomato stew kind of thing, but it's a soup. So good. All right, number three. Spark some debate. Number three is chili. Chili's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, according to ours, Tyler likes his chili a little bit more soupy.
Sure.
For lack of better words. A little more broth, right? So we stipulated that we consider a soup at least 50% broth. And Tyler would say that he likes his chili in that kind of a way. So we included it on the list. Number two is lobster bisque. Number one was French onion.
Yeah.
And I'm happy with that one. I love all five of those soups.
I am happy with that. I think if I had to do my personal one, I'd probably flip chili and lobster bisque, but I remember you saying that.
Yeah. I love lobster bisque. I think that's an amazing one.
I mean, but again, if you're taking the best.
Right. Yeah.
I would probably say the best lobster bisque that I've had personally was better than the best chili, but it'd be close.
Right. I was really good with that one.
Yep.
And here's the last one we did last year, the one we wrapped up with, fictional dogs.
That was a fun one.
It was a great idea. Yeah. Yeah, it was a weird one. So number five was KK Slider.
From Animal Crossing.
Crossing, which was a crazy one to get on there.
Which I apologize because, again, the corrections office told me, like, hey, you never put in the track. So.
Yeah, he totally whiffed on that one.
Yeah, I completely forgot.
So Tyler actually sold me on this one. I've never played Animal Crossing, but he said in the new expansion in the New Horizons, there was this new character named KK Slider. And he kind of convinced me on it. I was all about what he's like.
Well, KK Slider has been there for
More of a role. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
he just made it big finally.
Yeah, there's this. Is it a Twitter? Account that has like
Spotify
those,
account.
Oh, Spotify.
It's literally on
right,
Spotify.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Spotify has like a chiptune kind of thing with all these popular
songs. Somebody just
makes,
pretends that they're KK Slider and just does
awesome.
Covers. Yeah.
So I was down. So that's number five. Number four is Clifford, the big red dog.
Yep.
Number three is Courage, the cowardly dog. Number two is Snoopy, the best dog. Some might say. Number one is Scooby-Doo. Actually, the best dog.
Yeah.
So really happy with that list. I was happy with how far I got Snoopy on there. Love Snoopy.
Snoopy is one of those characters that I don't understand the appeal of Snoopy.
Yeah, I can see that.
I'm not against Snoopy.
You got to vibe with him. You got to feel his vibe.
Yeah.
I sent Tyler the Red Baron.
And I was
Snoopy
like,
clip.
Yeah, that's like, the Red Baron. That's what
Dude,
I remember.
It was so funny to me.
Well, it's when you
so
were funny. Talking about it, I was like, oh, okay. Like, clearly I'm misremembering and it's like way better than I remember.
No, it's still that good.
And somehow
it.
It's like.
You just don't get it.
Worse? I don't know.
You just don't get it. It's right. So good. Fair also, enough. Correction for that one. He's not the Red Baron.
No, he's
fighting,
the Red Baron.
Yeah. So, whoops.
Yeah.
Whatever. There it is. There's our top fives. All of them we did.
That's a lot.
20 some weeks.
Yeah.
So that is a lot. I think we have the five, right?
Yeah, I'll say the five. So video game consoles, comedians, player characters, planets, and title screen music. The ones we had on the maybe was pizza toppings, sidekicks, fruits, Star Wars, chips, Pokemon.
The only one I'd fight for is Pokemon, and the only one I'd kick off is maybe Planets, and I know you don't want to do that, so I think we're going to settle with what we have.
I'd be okay with fighting for that one. Okay, so we are saying we have video game consoles, comedians, player characters, planets, title screen, music. Those are the top five that we have.
Okay, what are you thinking five?
Well, if you're about to kick off Planets, I'm fine putting Planets at number five.
Okay. I'll agree with that. You're not going to fight me on that. I thought Planets is a great episode, but...
It's just everything that it spawned, all the facts that I personally learned, I was a big fan of that one.
Yeah, I feel like you went on a little bit more of a journey than I did on that one.
Yeah. Which I feel bad about, but yeah.
No, it was fun. I had fun with it, man. I had a good time.
I liked the Pokemon one.
Yeah, that's the only one I was thinking of maybe sneaks in, but if you love the Planets, I'm totally down getting that five spot.
That's a tough one. Let's come back to that.
Really? Okay.
Well, for the Pokemon one, would you say that would be number five then?
Yeah, because for me, it just spawned such nostalgia. I loved our list. You taught me about Cubone. I didn't even know about his backstory.
Yeah, like I remembered everything about Pokemon, which is crazy. Like
it made me want to play the game so badly. Yeah. So
Let's come back to that one. All right, I'll keep an eye on it.
So number four.
Yeah. So video game consoles, comedians, player characters, title screen music.
Kind of want to go comedians. What do you think about that?
No, I'm good with that.
Okay.
One.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm with you.
Okay. I have a little bit of anxiety when I put something out there because I'm just waiting for oh.
Well,
just waiting for that oh.
That's how I felt with player characters. I'm like, what if we took Master Chief off of this?
I know, but I came around to it.
Yeah.
Although, would you put him up in the ranks after Infinite?
No.
Ooh.
No. So that was actually a thing that I was expecting coming out of Infinite.
Sure.
It's like, I'm not too hot on Master Chief. I'm expecting Infinite to do that thing they did with Kratos, they did the thing with Marcus Fenix.
Yeah.
I didn't get there.
No, it wasn't as much as those other ones. But it's hard to
appreciate him. Oh, well, that's the thing is he's so brainwashed.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And I think he's growing in his own weird way, but like, they didn't really set anything up. There wasn't any real growth, in my opinion.
I think the reason for that, not to make this a Halo talk, but I think the reason for that is his cast around him.
Sure.
Like, look at Marcus. He's got a fantastic people to play off of. And I just don't think Kratos as well.
Yep.
I just don't think Chief had that. I hated the pilot guy. Like, I just didn't like his character at all. I think it was really dumb. Weapon is eh to me. So... I think that's probably why. I think maybe it would have been a little bit more. I think he took a bump up a little bit. I like seeing his Cortana stuff, kind of dealing with that. But yeah, I totally agree. Is it going to be Ezio? No.
It's weird. Like, I almost feel like you need to get Chief out of his armor to do any type of
really
to do
that's
any
his whole
type.
Thing.
I know.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how out of
they took his helmet off in five or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of. Well, I think in. Was it
or is it four?
I think
it's four.
Four they show his eyes.
No, in five they take his helmet off. You see his face.
No, you don't. You don't see his face.
You don't see
like
his face.
The
you
most
see his
you
mouth?
See is you see his eyes. That's the because they're all like super old. Like they're super like wrinkled and stuff. And you see how stressed.
Okay,
he is.
You're probably right.
I think the only
you
way...
you remember talk about remembering stuff. You remembered everything about the Halo lore.
Well, yeah. Well, I also watched like nine hours of Halo lore.
Yeah.
The thing with that would be like I think if you could get him out of his element and tear him out of his suit. I don't know how you would do it,
yeah.
But I think that would be how you could develop the character in like, I don't know.
I think you need to go into his childhood stuff more, kind of hammer that home that he was fucking kidnapped and he's like this 10-year-old being experimented on. I don't know.
And he's still fine though with it where it's like
he's so focused on his mission. He's
so
focused on his mission. Like you said, he's completely brainwashed. All right, whatever. That was a lot of Master Chief talk for not making the list. So number four, I would do comedians.
Yeah.
All right, now number three. Whew. So we have player characters, we have title screen music, and...
I think it's between player characters or video game consoles.
Video game consoles, okay. I do player characters, actually. Which is shocking to me, because I love characters, but the consoles really just got me.
No, I would agree with you on that one.
I also love our list of that. I love how, coming back to it, even though we can't change anything, you feel a lot better about Cloud. That makes me feel really good.
Yeah, no, I'm sold on Cloud. I think he's in a good spot. He's like, I'm
100%. I got that foresight, dude. I'm like,
yeah,
play remake. Get back to me about the list.
Is Cloud my favorite character in that remake?
No, absolutely not.
No, but
I
like him a lot.
Do love Cloud though. I think he's fantastic.
Well, so I was thinking about it because I'm like, well, technically you play as Tifa. Technically you play as Barrett.
Technically, we'll get into that in the spoiler cast for sure. But all right, next up, We have video game consoles then. Is that what you're saying?
I would say that. And then title screen music is...
You're not going to get any arguments from me. The title screen music really hit me in my place.
Let's put Pokemon at number 5.
Really? He's come around to it.
So the way... And I don't think I've given you one in a while. And I'm not even necessarily giving it to you, because the more I think about it, the more it's like, well, this was childhood. We literally went through 150 of them and reminisced about just about every single one. I'm good with that.
Yeah, and I feel like it was very mutual. Not that I disliked the planet one, but I definitely think you got more out of it than me, which is totally fine.
Yeah, and a lot of the stuff that I got out of it was post-planet stuff. It wasn't necessarily
the journey planets.
That was the gateway into the, the discovery of the universe. So
planets is great. I would put planets as a nice honorable mention there, because that was a great episode. Yeah. But Pokemon was just childhood, remembering all that, what our favorite types were. Like, that was a great episode.
You want me to read these off?
I'll read it off. All Let's put it in stone as always. This is what we
do.
The
first list of 2022, we have number 5 is our Pokemon list. Number 4, comedians. Number 3, player characters. Number 2, video game consoles. And number 1 is the title screen music.
There it is.
I think what I'll end up doing on the description for this would be putting a link.
Can't spoil it.
Well, no, I'm going to put links to all of these episodes, so you could just click on it and go right to that episode. I think that might be
I thought you were talking about your tagline, which I always look forward to every week. This is an interesting one. What picture are you going to use for this one?
That's I don't know. I'm going to have to
dig deep on that.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
He's got some things flowing. Well, there it is.
Yeah.
There's our first episode of 2022.
I'm happy this is, I can finally, it's going to take me some time to remember to put season 2 on I'm logging all of this stuff in here.
I thought it was great. I had a lot of fun today.
Yeah.
Kind of talking about the future of things, getting our season 2 off on the right foot, maybe. But it's not always perfect, but it is Couch Company.
Yeah.
Well, there it is, folks. Thanks for joining us. As always, we really, truly appreciate you taking the time to listen to us blabber about completely useless things. So maybe you laughed or learned something along the way, or learned what not to do probably is more likely. But as always, we appreciate you for listening to us. Check us out on couchcompany.games. That's all of our links are on there. And we're going to see you same time, same place next week. And as always, thanks for joining us on the couch. Peace.